speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Good morning and welcome to the David Knight Show. If you're a veteran of the show, you know that I am not David Knight. My name is Jake Lloyd. I am filling in for David today on the David Knight Show. He will be filling in for Alex Jones later today at 11 o'clock till 3 o'clock on the Alex Jones Show. Doing a little shuffling of the lineup here. I'm glad to be back. I took a little hiatus. I was doing some work that I want to talk about a little bit later on in the show today, because it gave me some different perspectives kind of on a lot of the things that we talk about here on the Infowars Network, whether it's David Knight, Alex Jones, or The War Room. We talk about a lot of different political stuff. We're really, really deep into the news all day, every day. But I went out and I started working temporarily on the midterm elections for some elections here in Texas. I'm not going to specifically get into which ones that I worked for and worked on, but I did a lot of work there, and it gave me some perspective on what the average person thinks about politics, how engaged they are in the process every day, what they're thinking about. And one of the things that I talked to them about a lot was what issues were important to them. So I got to see when you ask somebody what issues are important to them, you can kind of glean what they're seeing in the news, what they're hearing and is sticking in their brain. And you can see how the media programming takes effect every day. And you can see it mold. It was very interesting. I was there for about probably a month and a half, maybe 2 months almost. And I got to see, the narrative evolve in people's minds on a day-to-day basis over the weeks. You know, it molded from things, starting early on and then into Kavanaugh. And then as we got closer and closer, I saw the lies we're coming out of the Beto campaign and everything. And, so we're going to get to talking about that a little bit more later on in the show. I'm going to specifically talk about some of my experiences, some of the things that I talked to people about. And they're very, very, very interesting stuff when you talk to them. I mean, I was talking to at least, you know, upwards of 50 people a day, I think is probably accurate. On a good day at least. So I'm going to get into that a little bit later. The first story that I want to talk about, because I'm going to get into some more serious stuff here later on in the show, I wanted to talk about, this article on Breitbart.com. Because it's kind of, I can relate it to the serious stuff that we're going to talk about a little bit later on in the show, but it all revolves around the same stuff, but this is a little bit lighter. And I saw this story online a few days back, probably yesterday actually, and I saw there was a video about it. I can't remember which site it was on. It might have just been YouTube, but Southwest Airlines agent accused of mocking child's name on Facebook. Now, the horrified parent spoke out after there was allegedly a post on Facebook ridiculing the youngster, it says. The horrified parent spoke out about the incident on Wednesday. Redford told ABC 7 Los Angeles that a Southwest Airlines agent at the John Wayne Airport in Orange County made her fun of her child's name while they pre-boarded a return flight to El Paso, Texas. Now, how awful to make fun of a child's name, right? The child's name is ABCDE. That's how it's spelled, at least. It's A-B-C-D-E, just the letters A-B-C-D-E. Phonetically, it's pronounced Absidy. Phonetically, the name A-B-C, it's spelled A-B-C-D-E, it's pronounced Absidy. I'm surprised that the parent is surprised that anybody's... Actually, you know what? I don't even believe that the parent is surprised that anybody's making fun of these names. I think the parents know that. I think the parents... There's a weird... almost pathology in a lot of people. I would imagine that this person, I don't know exactly how old the parent is. I would imagine that they're probably in the upper range of the millennial generation. There's a certain like urge in that generation to do things that you know are weird, like wear your hair in a strange way, just because you want people to say something about it so that you can complain about people making fun of you, basically. And I think that that's kind of what happens here. But we'll be back with more on the other side of this break. This is the Dave and Knight Show.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
So in the last segment there, I was talking about a girl from Texas who's flying on an airline, a young girl, whose parents named her Absidy, spelled A-B-C-D-E. And I was talking about how, I think that the parents want this type of thing. They want this sort of reaction. I think that they want to be able to claim that they are being made fun of, that they're being treated unfairly, that they're, you know, clearly, if you name your child A-B-C-D-E, they're going to get made fun of. And they know this. So, I mean, the person to blame, and I don't know why I'm going so into this. Like, it's so obvious. It's so obvious that naming your child A-B-C-D-E is a weird thing to do. And that the child is going to make fun of it. How is the child going to get treated in school? Unless they're, like, homeschooled, which is not good preparation. Imagine being an employer. Like, imagine being a parent and not thinking about this. That's probably the first thing. But imagine being an employer and you get a resume across your desk and you're like, okay, graduated from the University of Texas, has a major in accounting. All right, sounds good. Oh, wow. Top 5% of the class or whatever. Top, you know, valedictorian. Awesome. Okay. Extracurricular activities. Awesome. Wow, this, 5 years experience. Great. Wow, this candidate sounds perfect. Let me just call them, ring into their secretary. Hey, can you get me the phone number for ABCDE? John? Yes. Can I get the phone number for ABCDE Johnson, please? I would like ABCD Johnson to be the face of my company. How, as a parent, are you not thinking about how your child will be received with a name like ABCDE? And I said, I don't know why I'm digging so into this, because it seems obvious. And I'm sure that anybody listening to this agrees with me that this is a ridiculous, borderline, like, mentally ill thing to do. I don't think that anybody listening to this would probably disagree with me, but the fact that I even have to talk about this, the fact that this is a mainstream news article, like, oh wow, how dare people make fun of a child with a different name? I'm sure that the airline attendant was not trying to hurt the kid's feelings, like making fun of them to their face. They were probably just making a weird comment like, dude, these parents named their kid ABCDE. We have people naming their children after the alphabet. It's not even words. And they try to say, oh no, it's pronounced Absidy. ABC, it's pronounced Absidy. There's only one, there's two vowels, but there's, Absidy. That's how it's pronounced. So, the fact that this is a story, though, is really telling about where we're at in our society and what is okay. That's really the question. What is okay? Some people, it really boils down to, there's two types of people in this debate, and it really boils down to this debate. What is okay? There's the people that say anything is okay. You want to name your child Absidy, ABCD? That's okay. If you're a boy and you want to be a girl, that's okay. If you're a girl and you want to be a boy, that's okay. If you want to not have genders, that's okay. If you want to change your name and make it up to something else, that's okay. If you want to be in a polyamorous, pansexual relationship, that's okay. If you want to have, if you want to have four parents in a household, three dudes and a woman, and you want to adopt kids, that's okay. There's those people who, when, you know, when the question asks, what is okay? They say, oh, anything is okay. And then there's the people on the other side who say, no, we need to have, there needs to be some limits that define what decency is. And that's a spectrum, but it, there's those groups of people. There's the people who say, we need limits on something. Something needs to be defined, because or else we're just going to be spiraling around like we're in deep space. Which way is up? Which way's left, right? We don't know. Okay? Which way is up? Which way's down? I don't know. Which way, what is a boy? What is a girl? What is black? Is white? What is light? What is dark? We don't know. If everything's okay, we don't know. So then there's the people that say, we need some definition on what is right, what is wrong. We need some definition on what is okay, what is not okay, what is acceptable, what is unacceptable, so that we can operate in the society, because societies need those boundaries. And of course, within that group, you can be a libertarian who says a lot is okay, but you're not allowed to violate people's property rights. You're not allowed to harass people. You're not allowed to, go into a mall or something and start screaming with a bullhorn right in somebody's ear, because that's not okay. You're violating that person's right to not be harassed. There's a lot of different freedoms that you can allow. You can be very libertarian. I'm personally am libertarian on some things. I'm very, like, I used to be libertarian. I'm very much a conservative now, not a neocon. I will never, ever espouse any neoconservative beliefs. I believe in American exceptionalism. I'm a non-interventionist, these things. But I do... I'm more conservative, and there's a range between those libertarian ideas, which you would find often in these alternative media spheres, like at InfoWars, like at the Rebel Media, Stefan Molyneux, these people that you see on our show and on this alternative media sphere. There's those libertarian people, and then there's the further more conservative people who have a more traditionally socially conservative understanding of the way things go, but they all agree that we need some kind of boundaries. We need to define things, because we can't just have, it's not a free for all. You don't just get to go willy nilly and do whatever you want, because what's good for the goose is good for the gander. There's a lot of truth in those old sayings to an extent. They get overused, but what's good for the goose is good for the gander to a degree. And when you say things like, you know, it's true to an extent that what somebody does in the privacy of their home is fine as long as it doesn't affect me. That is true to an extent, but if you're teaching your children in the privacy of your home that there's no such thing as gender, there's no such thing as nations, there's no such thing as distinct people groups and cultures, then that's not, it is within the privacy of your home, but it's going out from there and it's spreading and it's going and it's affecting the rest of the world. These kids are going to talk to their peers. They're going to work in jobs. Some of them are going to be teachers. Some of them are going to be social workers. Some of them are going to be on TV. And these ideas go elsewhere. And it's not just about what you directly teach them. It's not just, no child, there's no such thing as gender, or no son or daughter. You know, wait, no, there's no son or daughter. There's no gender. No, no neutral child unit. There's no such thing as national borders. It's not just what you directly teach them. It's about how you act. And if you act in a certain way, if you not even teaching them, but you say you just live in a way as if there's no difference between men and women, that child is going to think there's no difference between men and women. They're going to go out there and they're going to live their life as if there's no difference between men and women. And I'm not saying women and men don't deserve equal rights, because that's how this always gets twisted. What I'm saying is that men and women think differently. Men and women act differently. We have different skills, complementary things. I'm a Christian. I believe that God designed men and women to be complementary and supplementary, so that when together they fit and they make a really, really good unit. But they're not the same, because if they were exactly the same, there would be no difference between men and women. So do you see how living out these values works? How it affects the greater culture? It doesn't boil down to, it's in the privacy of their own home, they can do it. And I'm not saying that the government should legislate morality, because I don't believe that. I don't believe that the government can do that. But what I'm saying is that, you know, our founders, for example, believed that our type of government, our Constitution, was made for a moral and ethical people. Otherwise, this type of government, this type of society doesn't work. So it's made for a moral and ethical people. We used to have societal boundaries that say what is and what is not okay. And society used to work that way. There used to be such a thing as shame. And I'm not saying that shame is always a good thing, but if you do something bad or morally reprehensible, you should feel shame, and that should be a deterrent so that you don't do it again in the future, or so that you don't do it again to begin with. But the other group of people who want to boil everything down to, oh, everything's okay, nothing matters, there's no people groups, there's no cultures, there's no national identity, there's no genders, there's no God, there's no devil, there's no light, there's no dark, there's no good, there's no evil. Those people want to do away with that because they want to boil it down to the satanic principle of do as thou wilt, do whatever you want, whatever pleases you. My name is Jake Lloyd, this is the Dave and I Show, we'll be right back.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, pau d'arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
I have an opportunity for viewers and listeners that is the best in my 23 years on air. Obviously, water filtration is a great thing. It's a good thing. And I've had water filtration sponsors since the day I got on air. And over the years, I learned a lot about water filtration. I learned what the best was. Now, the Alexa Pure Pro's their biggest, nicest stainless steel unit that does the most gallons an hour. It's amazing. Cuts out all the bad stuff, leaves the good stuff in, the good minerals. Matt Redhawk and the Patriots over at My Patriot Supply that have developed these filters ordered a huge amount of them this year. He has a glut of them. He's offering a filter that's a good deal at $249. When it's discounted using $200, it's $127. He's selling them to us at cost, and we're making 20-something bucks on them. So they're going to sell out very, very quickly. This is the gift of life, the gift of health. It's amazing. Alexa Pure Pro at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
David Knight Show. My name is Jake Lloyd, filling in for David Knight today. I have an article in front of me from the dailycaller.com right now. Exclusive: Google employees debated burying conservative media in search results. And here are the bullet points real quick, so you have the basics of the situation. Google employees debated whether or not to bury the Daily Caller and other conservative media outlets in the search function as a response to President Trump's election. Quote, let's make sure that we reverse things in 4 years, end quote, one engineer wrote in a thread that included a Google vice president. And then Google employees similarly sought to manipulate search results to combat Trump's travel ban. Now, there's a lot to unpack there, even in just those three bullet points. And I mean, it's a four-page article on the dailycaller.com. There was a video a while back that came out. I think that Breitbart had the video. We played it here on the show. I actually played it last time I hosted a show here. And it was a leaked video of a seminar-type environment where Google employees, I believe they call it TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. They have like an end-of-the-week powwow talking about the week, the work that they've done, what they're going to do next week, that type of thing. And it was from the conference the day after Trump's election, or the week of Trump's election, at least. I don't know exactly what date it fell on. And in it, there's the CEO, leaked video, Google's leadership dismayed reaction to the Trump election. And if you watch the video, you see their hubris. I mean, it's unabashed hubris and arrogance. They get up on stage and they say, welcome, you know, everybody to this Friday's conference. We're glad to see you everybody here, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. And then they say, now I know that we're all very upset. I know that we're all really bothered by what happened and it's terrible. This guy even says he's Russian. Okay. He's Russian. He has a weird backstory. Like he's a character. He has a weird, story behind him. Because we actually talked about it on this show, I believe, because the producer of the show was telling me, we talked about it like on the show the day that it happened. And this guy has some weird story behind him with Russia. He's originally a Russian, but he's like, this is a very hard election for all of us and it's very difficult. I know that we're all very upset. He goes, and especially me as an immigrant, I'm very scared because Trump hates immigrants, obviously. That's why he married three immigrants. Or no, two immigrants, I'm sorry. The middle one was not an immigrant. But immigrant has become a racial class almost, even though when they use immigrant, they're typically talking about Hispanics or other non-white people. And so, oh my gosh, you have to be careful what you say because like they switch the terms up. It's like people of color is okay, but if you'd say a colored person, that's not okay, but non-white is how you, it's so ridiculous. I'm just so tired of having speech policed so heavily. And then it's like, you know, I don't even want to be compelled to say certain things, but then the FCC and all this stuff, it's insane. But they get up there and they just say this like nobody else could think any differently than me. I'm the Google CEO, I'm up there talking, bashing Trump, you know, saying, I know that we're all dismayed. I know that we're all very afraid. Could anybody think any differently than me? No, that's not possible. Nobody could think any differently than I think right now. I'm reasonable. I'm a logical person. I'm compassionate. I am caring. I love immigrants. I love minorities. That's the right thing to do. That's what decent people do. And conservatives hate minorities. So obviously, everybody in this room must be a liberal because, you know, we would never hire a racist. That's the thought processes that go through these people's heads. And that's the place that it comes from when you see things that say, you know, Google employees wanted to bury conservative media in search results. You can only think that it's okay to bury media results if you think that you're doing the moral thing to do. And that's how these people, this is how their brains work. I recently read Tucker Carlson's newest book, Ship of Fools, which is an excellent book. I think it's very good. It's very thorough. And you don't have to agree with everything in the book, but it's a very, very thorough book. And it covers pretty much everything that's going on in the society right now, from the economy to global warming to the transgendered stuff. It's a very good book. But one of the things that he mentions in the book is that when you talk to a liberal or a Democrat, when you talk to these people or when you debate them, when you argue with them, when you have a discussion with them, you're talking politics, but they're having a theological discussion. They're discussing doctrine. So it's not a discussion about what's the best way to do it. Like the Republican Party has gotten to where this is similar, but it's not theological in the same way. It's like, oh, you know, markets are always, it's more of a science with them. They're like, oh, markets will always solve everything ever. And that's the best way to govern human society. And it's just a proven science. But the liberal left it's a theological edict that the climate is changing due to human activity and we need to stop. But of course they don't stop. So it's like a hypocritical religious person saying, I believe that my God says this, and then they go and they do the different thing. It's like they believe that their God says that, but then they go off and they do different stuff. They don't follow those edicts. But it's true that it's a theological debate for them. So when they say that Trump is a racist, it's not a debate. When they say that conservatives are dumb, it's not, it's because they're heretics. They are heathens. They're unbelievers that need to be, they would believe in an inquisition. They believe that heathens need to be done away with, that burnt at the stake, crucified. If they had their way, I really believe that a lot of these media people, a lot of these Hollywood people, lots of the people in government, I really think that if it was socially acceptable to advocate for the crucifixion or the burning at the stake of conservatives, or really anyone who thinks differently, doesn't toe the Democratic Party line, I really, truly believe in the heart of my heart that they would support that. A lot of them. Obviously, not all of them, but a lot of them would support that. And it's a really terrifying thought to think that, you know, they're this close to having power and that it's a very, very thin line that keeps them out of that. But that's why they think that it's okay to bury, I mean, just the hubris that it takes to try and bury, you're a search engine. You're supposed to just honestly, when people search XYZ, if a conservative site has XYZ, then you're supposed to show it. But if you're a religious zealot and you think that if they search XYZ and they get that conservative site, they're going to see, you're going to see unsanctioned stuff that the Church of Liberalism doesn't agree with. We can't let people see that. We can't let their minds be corrupted. It's the same as the satanic panic in the 80s and 90s. It's a witch hunt, literally, like the Salem witch trials. We'll be right back. This is the David Knight Show.
All over the world, a rain of censorship is coming in a perfect storm of dying corporate media, big mega corporations, authoritarian regimes like Communist China, the EU, the Democratic Party, and others working in concert to shut down loyal Americans and other loyal nationalists. And it's praised by the left all over the world. That's why it's so critical that this Christmas, all of you remember that without you supporting InfoWars financially, we will be shut down. And we make it easy to do. We've got Cyber Week going right now, extending our big mega sales for Black Friday while supplies last, of water filtration, air filtration, incredible supplements, t-shirts, books, films. It's all there, and it makes the information war possible against the globalists. So I want to thank you this Christmas for your support, and I want to ask you for your continued support. It's a 360 win because these products are great, free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off across the board, and double Patriot points right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, because when you take action, nothing on earth can stop you. I just want everybody to count the cost here. as we enter the last month of 2018. And I wanted to thank you for all of your support. And I wanted just to remind you that InfoWars isn't perfect, but we're fighting as hard as we can. And without you, we won't be here. And that's why we're having Cyber Monday turn into Cyber Week. And it's happening now at InfoWarsStore.com. The biggest sales ever as we attempt to sell all the great inventory so that we can hopefully be capitalized to fund ourselves at least a few months into next year. I don't have to tell you, we've been under total siege and harassment and attacks. It would take an hour to go over just some of it. So right now at InfoWarsStore.com, there is the revolution of products that are excellent and the revolution of funding InfoWars that is now in the absolute thick of the battle, fighting for the human spirit and human destiny for my children and your children and all of our shared futures together. InfoWars will talk about the forbidden taboo subjects. We will stand up for human life and human destiny, and we will fight until the end. With your help, humanity has a chance. Again, thank you all for your support.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage. And that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back to The David Knight Show. My name is Jake Lloyd, filling in for David Knight today. And I've got a lot of other big stuff to talk about. Earlier in the show, I mentioned that I, for a brief time, I worked on the midterm elections, talking to people, trying to, help the efforts in Congress and in the government in general. I have some very, very good experiences from that. Did a lot to educate me and really show me, how the general public receives the news. With all the people I was talking to, I got to see how the public receives the news, how the narrative changes and evolves and is processed by the people. Very, very telling stuff. Big difference between liberals and conservatives or Republicans and Democrats. Now, I want to keep it with liberals and conservatives because there were a lot of Republican liberals that were, I just hate Trump, these types of things. But we're going to get into that in a minute. I want to take a minute because I tend to get on a roll and I tend to just like steamroll through the segments and stuff. But I want to take a minute to urge everyone listening to this right now to take a trip to the InfoWarsStore.com. Because it's only that way that we can continue to do what we do. And you hear the commercials a little bit in the breaks if you're listening online and these sorts of things. It's imperative that we receive support from the listeners and the viewers through InfoWarsStore.com. There's a lot of products right now. I don't remember exactly what the sales are right now, but if we pull up InfoWarsStore.com, then you'll see, for example, the Cyber Week sales right now, which is 50% off and free shipping, plus double Patriot points. The Patriot points are a really cool system. It's kind of a bit like a rewards point system for shopping on InfoWarsStore.com. But right there, for example, you see the Alexipure Pro water filtration system. That's an incredible deal, really. Normally, it's $249. Right now, it is down to $127, which is a savings of $22.95, which is 49%, which is a phenomenal, phenomenal deal right now. I'm actually about to get one of these myself. I just moved to a different city, and I drove in to host today, and I don't have a water filtration system there in my home. So I'm going to be getting one of these very, very soon. And that's an outstanding price really for such a great system as that. But there's plenty of other ones. We recently switched our iodine formula. It was Survival Shield X2, but now we've moved on to X3. We keep getting these new iterations after we switch to better and better sources for the ingredients in these products. So now we have Survival Shield X3. If you see right there, up to 50% off all food supplies. But yeah, here it is, Survival Shield X3 right now. $39.98, down from $79.95, and that's for a 2-ounce bottle. Really great. That's 50% off right now. And, you know, might say, wow, that's expensive for such a small bottle. The bottle lasts because the dose is like 3 drops. And I don't mean 3 dropperfuls. I mean 3 drops. You just put it in water in the morning, you mix it up and you drink it, or you can take it straight to that. It's a little bit strong though, but you just do 3 little drops in the morning with your water. You drink it. It really helps flush out your system. It really cleans it down to like a cellular level, and your body needs iodine. If it doesn't have good iodine, it'll use less pure versions of it. It needs to fill up your thyroid with iodine. If you don't have proper iodine, your body starts taking things like fluoride and other halogens, which are very, very bad for your system, which, you know, we talk about it a lot on these shows. There's fluoride in the water. They think, you know, they say that it's for your teeth. It's for your dental health. And of course, you know, if you read like the back of a toothpaste tube, or if you get a fluoride treatment at the dentist or whatever, you're not supposed to swallow it. Of course, it doesn't matter. It still goes into your bloodstream through your salivary glands in your mouth anyways, but you're not supposed to swallow it because it's toxic. But they say that it's okay in your water for your teeth. So, and that's why we urge you to use non-fluoride stuff no matter what, whether you're getting it here or anywhere else. We just want you to be healthy and not use that poisonous stuff. But we do offer things like Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. There's also a mouthwash and an immune gargle. But that's $7.48 right now. That's a great price for such a great toothpaste. I mean, and it has a good flavor. A lot of these health-conscious toothpastes, I've tried a few of them. They don't have a very pleasant consistency or flavor in them. But Super Blue actually does. It's fluoride-free. We have the mouthwash too. We also, iodine, very important. It'll keep the fluoride from getting to you as bad. And I didn't even plan that. Look, this is just the health. This is the health segment right now. I didn't even plan that. But yeah, the water filter also will fluoride. So if you get these three things, and it might seem expensive, but there's nothing of higher value than your health. And that's what we aim to do here at InfoWars through the InfoWarsStore.com. So that's a little bit about that, but I urge you all to take advantage of these great sales right now. But moving on, I want to talk about the experience that I had, like I mentioned in the beginning of this segment, talking to people on a daily basis, just dozens and dozens of people, about politics, about what issues are important to them, how they feel about certain things, who they plan to vote for, and then, you know, seeing how the news narrative affects them. And what, you know, the NPC meme is way, 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 way overused. It was like funny, and then everybody started using it, and then the less political people started using it, and then it became this thing like, oh, it's dehumanizing people and all this stuff. And then it just became, okay, it's more trouble than it's worth at this point. Like, it's funny when you're in on the joke, but when the other people that are being made fun of are in on it and they think, you know, they start whining about it, it's not fun anymore. But what I discovered is that a lot of people, and generally they end up on the more liberal side. I know you'll be surprised to hear that. These people are like programmed robots. The meme is very, very real. These people don't have, I don't want to say, like, this sounds bad, but they're like barely conscious. And I think that generally a lot of people can be like that anyways throughout history. They kind of just go with the status quo, just float down the river doing whatever is most popular. I think that that's generally a reality. But these people have been so brainwashed. They're under assault from all of the chemicals in the water and the stuff, the geoengineering, the social engineering, the programming in the public schools, in the mainstream media. And they, like, I don't know if they're capable of independent thought, because I go to these, like, for example, this lady was one of the meaner ones, but she was like, she wasn't like vicious and just like primal, just attack. She thought that she had things well thought out, but she didn't. Cause she goes, I said, you know, what issue is most important to you? She said, you know, I don't really have one. I just think that whatever Trump supports, I want to do the opposite. And I was like, okay, so like tax plans, you know, and I'm not one of the people that thinks that tax cuts will solve everything in the country, but I was like, so you're against like tax cuts and stuff. You don't want to, she's like, yeah, it's for corporations. And I was like, okay, but like, you know, I got more money back. Like I'm paying less in taxes. You probably are too. And she's like, yeah, but I don't think that we need that. I was like, okay, what do you think would be better to spend money on? She goes, I think things like infrastructure would be better to spend money on. And I'm like, you know that what about Trump's infrastructure plan? Like that's one of his biggest points. And she's like, well, okay, well, maybe besides that. And there was like a whole list. We went down this whole list. Yeah, basically like that's my reaction. There's like this whole list that we went down. She's like, well, okay, maybe not that. I was like, what else? And she goes, well, this. And I was like, yeah, Trump is for that too. And I go down this whole list. And it's the programming. It's the programming day in, day out. And it's not just MSNBC. You don't have to watch the news. You watch comedy shows. And it's the programming about, oh, Trump bad. When you hear this, you do that. It's like literal coding programming. I'm going to talk more about this on the other side. This is the David Knight Show. We'll be right back.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Talking in the last segment about the lack of consciousness possessed by a wide swath of America's population. Well, not just America's population, the world's population. With all the people that I talked to working on the midterms this past election, I spoke to a lot of people, and at the very end I was telling a story about a woman that I talked to who I asked what issue was important to her, and she said basically do the opposite of anything that Trump wants. I gave some things and she was like, yeah, do the opposite. I hate that. And I said, okay, what would you like to see the government spend money on? And she said things like infrastructure. And I was like, well, what about Trump's infrastructure plan? And we went down that whole list and I named all these things that she actually, it was better than that because she would name something and I'd be like, actually, well, Trump supports that. Trump supports, you know, because it wasn't partisan stuff. It was just like, oh, we need to fix the roads, you know, that type of stuff. It wasn't like we need fully funded socialized healthcare. We need to seize the means. It wasn't stuff like that. Seize the means of production. Nothing like that. It was just very simple infrastructure plans. And I know some people aren't fans of that, but it's not like partisan stuff. It's really not. Trump is really not much of a partisan person. A lot of people think that he's far right. He's really not. He's about where the Democrats were about 25, 30 years ago, minus anything crazy that like Bill Clinton did, but just like the basic worker, you know, workers first platform, protectionism, that kind of stuff. And I've got a lot of this on my brain right now. I mentioned Tucker Carlson's latest book recently earlier because I just read it. Great stuff, but one thing that he mentions is that's very, very right is that there needs to be some kind of balance. And the reason that we're seeing so much craziness right now is because there's no balance in politics. There's nobody saying what needs to be said on the opposite side of the aisle. It used to be that Republicans had the interests of business in mind. That's just true. Nobody ever wants to admit it, but that's true. Republicans want to look out for business and that sort of thing. And so they look out for that. They want cheaper labor. They want these things. But then the left, the Democrats were like, no, we need to protect American workers. We need protectionism. We need tariffs. We need no immigration. Democrats used to not want immigration because it would affect American workers' wages. I'm sure if you live anywhere in the American South or Southwest, well, not the Southwest, Texas and West, there's probably a city or a building in your town named after Cesar Chavez. He was a union leader for farmers. He was obviously, you know, you can tell by the name Cesar Chavez, a Hispanic man. He was very pro-worker, very, very anti, not just anti-illegal immigration, but anti-immigration, because it would affect the wages of his workers in his unions if they brought people in. He was a Democrat. And I mean, they did crazy, crazy stuff. His people would set up border camps like along the U.S.-Mexico border, and they would like go after illegal immigrants. They would make like bats with barbed wire, chains, crazy, crazy stuff, and beat these people to the edge of death to show like, don't come across the border illegally. These are Hispanic farmers that are doing this, Democrats. So they used to before the American worker. And we had this balance where they were that. Republicans were like, oh, no, bring in people. We need cheaper labor. We need, you know, the market will even everything out. And there was a balance found between that. Between these two people pulling these opposite sides, there was a balance found in the middle. But somewhere along the lines, Democrats flipped over. And now both sides are looking out purely for corporate interests. They're looking out for corporate America. And then in some cases, like while Republicans are like, yeah, I want to support business. I want to support corporations and these types of things. I want, you know, lower wages for the people, blah, blah, blah. The Democrats are even worse because they support that and more. They not only support that stuff, but they support big business like Google, Apple, all these places censoring people that disagree with the party lines. And so that's where you get things, people saying, oh, the parties are all the same. They didn't used to be. And I'm not saying that Democrats were, you know, the idea that Democrats were always the racist, Democrats were always the bad people. Like, history is not that static. It's not that clear cut. There's a lot more nuance. Like Andrew Jackson, for example, was a Democrat, but he was good. He broke up the big banks. He did a lot of good stuff. Trump is very much like Andrew Jackson in certain ways, in the fact that, you know, kind of outsiders, not really fond of the political establishment. The establishment's not a big fan of them. So, and that was a Democrat. So you see that things change, but now the situation that we're in now, both parties are fighting purely for the corporate interests at the expense of the American person and the American worker. And the odd thing is that Trump is just doing that. Like, he's not occupying some far-right extremist position. He's not like, oh, we need to close the borders to anyone and everyone. He's not a nativist. He's pro-legal immigration. I agree with Ann Coulter on this for now. Like, we need to slow down all immigration for a while just because people need time to assimilate. It's not like a we hate immigrants thing. It's like, so think about it this way. If you have a cup full of clean water and and you have like dye, like Kool-Aid or something, if you pour it in, if you pour a drop in, then you might see a little bit of the tint. But then you pour more water in, which would be like births of the native population. You pour more water and then there's more and more water and the dye never takes over. And the dye that I'm talking about is like the weird ideologies and the weird stuff that comes over, like the culture that comes over with immigrants from all different parts of the world and like starts taking up its own space. We need time for it to mix in with the rest of the country and for them to understand how the country works. Cause that used to happen back in the late 1800s. Early 1900s, Italians and Czech people and Poles, they would all come in, and then we would stop letting people in for a little while so that they could get used to the culture and that they could assimilate. And so we didn't have Little Italy and Little, of course they developed, but then they went away. So we didn't have Little Italy and Little China and Little all these, Little Somalia like Canada has now, where it's like this atomized, balkanized hellscape. So we didn't have that so that we could focus. Like, we could bring people into the American way of life, but we don't have that anymore. So I'm going off on a tangent. This is nothing like what I started the segment with earlier, but and I went on a tangent from a tangent. But so we have these corporatists. So Trump is not occupying some far right space where he's like some far right authoritarian. He's literally just occupying the space just like, hey, how about we think about the people too? How about we think about the worker? How about we don't worship the free market at the expense of Americans' prosperity? Because that's how it works. It's, I'm trying to think of a good analogy for this, but if you have a free market, if you don't have any economic barriers at all, and I'm not saying that we should have like a state-run, state-regulated economy within the United States. I'm not saying that at all. Free market works very, very well within the United States. But when you have this global free trade thing, Trump has said before, we want free trade, but we want fair trade too. It needs to be fair. But if you have no barriers and no regulations on places like China or the EU who take advantage of the U.S., and NAFTA, Mexico, Canada, then the money's going to run the money will run out of the United States and it's kind of like a bucket. If you have a bucket with an uneven surface in the bottom, it's going to fill. It's not going to be higher in one place. It's going to level out. Okay. The water is going to level out. So it's the same with the money. That's all that Trump is doing. He's just saying we need to think about the prosperity of the American worker. Wages have gone down. People have lost their jobs in coal country, mining country. And what I'm saying is not that we need to stop inventing the car so that buggy manufacturers can continue to thrive. That's not what I'm saying. But it's a legitimate concern that, wow, people are going out of business. Obama wanted to put coal miners out of business. One thing that's a hot topic right now, driverless trucks may become a reality in the future. Truck driving is the number one employment for high school educated males in every state, all 50 states. What is going to happen to those people when the driverless trucks come about? Like that's a lot, millions and millions of people out of work. Should we make it, should we legislate it so that driverless trucks are not allowed so that like those jobs stay intact? I don't know if that's the answer. Some people think it is. Some people think that it's not. But the discussion needs to be had. And that's what Trump is attempting to do. Trump is trying to step in and say, look, there are conversations that we need to have about steel and coal and truck drivers and the American worker, manufacturing factories. We need to have these discussions. The answer may not be government intervention and regulation, but we need to have the discussion. But instead of actually having that discussion, the elites are embarrassed, so they call him a racist. That's the real motivation. They're embarrassed and ashamed.
All over the world, a rain of censorship is coming in a perfect storm of dying corporate media, big mega corporations, authoritarian regimes like Communist China, the EU, the Democratic Party and others working in concert to shut down loyal Americans and other loyal nationalists. And it's praised by the left all over the world. That's why it's so critical that this Christmas, all of you remember that without you supporting InfoWars financially, we will be shut down. And we make it easy to do. We've got Cyber Week going right now, extending our big mega sales for Black Friday while supplies last of water filtration, air filtration, incredible supplements, t-shirts, books, films. It's all there and it makes the information war possible against the globalists. So I want to thank you this Christmas for your support. And I want to ask you for your continued support. It's a 360 win because these products are great, free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off across the board, and double Patriot points right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Because when you take action, nothing on earth can stop you. I just want everybody to count the cost here as we enter the last month of 2018. And I wanted to thank you for all of your support. And I wanted just to remind you that InfoWars isn't perfect, but we're fighting as hard as we can. And without you, we won't be here. And that's why we're having Cyber Monday turn into Cyber Week. And it's happening now at InfoWarsStore.com. The biggest sales ever as we attempt to sell all the great inventory so that we can hopefully be capitalized to fund ourselves at least a few months into next year. I don't have to tell you, we've been under total siege and harassment and attacks. It would take an hour to go over just some of it. So right now at InfoWarsStore.com, there is the revolution of products that are excellent and the revolution of funding InfoWars that is now in the absolute thick of the battle, fighting for the human spirit and human destiny for my children and your children and all of our shared futures together. InfoWars will talk about the forbidden taboo subjects. We will stand up for human life and human destiny, and we will fight until the end. With your help, humanity has a chance. Again, thank you all for your support.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
All right, so I went on a ridiculous tangent last. I mean, it was all really true information, really good stuff, I think, that we need to talk about. But I went on a ridiculous tangent in that last segment there. What I wanted to talk, I wanted to finish the topic that I started two segments ago, where I was talking about the suggestibility and how influenceable, is that a word, influenceable? How suggestible the average American liberal is. And I don't know if it's, some of them I think that they're willfully ignorant, that they're willfully pawns and sheep like that. But some of them I think that are generally not, see, influenceable. Thank you, crew. That's a, see, it is a word. I think that some of them are, they do it on purpose. They're like, yeah, I know that I'm just parroting talking points from Stephen Colbert. And that's what, another thing that I mentioned like earlier. It's not like you don't have to be a political person to hear this stuff because it's not, you can't stay out of politics. You might not talk about it. You might think that it's like, I'm bored with it. I don't like to talk about it. If you watch a late show, you watch Jimmy Kimmel, you watch Stephen Colbert, you watch Conan O'Brien, you get politics. You hear about how evil Trump is. So no matter where you turn, you look at movies and there's the Lego movie. The Lego movie. If you watch that, it came out, it was about the time that Trump was running for office. I think that it came out like by, I don't remember when it came out. But the bad guy is like, I watched this with, I don't know, I don't remember when I watched the Lego movie, but there was, the bad guy is like this evil rich person, this evil rich guy that like hijacks the Lego world and he like seizes power and he's trying to basically make the world sad. He's like, I want it to be dark and sad and everybody needs to be mean because it's a movie for children. It's like, but they believe this. The people who make this, they believe it. The Democrats, Stephen Colbert, Rachel Maddow, they believe that Trump is just, he's just bad. He just wants to make the world sad. That he's just like, I just hate people. I want to make the world sad. I want babies to cry and I want to kick. I want to make mandatory puppy kicking. Like that's the infantile, childish mindset that these people live in. They live in this nonsense. But again, I'm going on a tangent. So you see the way that it's inescapable. You don't just watch it on the news. It's everywhere. Hollywood movies, everywhere, comedy, everywhere that they're getting these things. So I'm talking to these people and I went there through, I saw the, narrative change. I don't remember what it was when I got there, when I started doing this stuff, talking to people. But I saw it change from that to Kavanaugh to other stuff to all the way through the election, all the way up until November 6th when the election was held. The Kavanaugh one was the most interesting because I would talk to people. I'd say, what issue is important to you? And they'd say, making sure that we don't have rapists on the Supreme Court. I'm like, well, you know, I'm talking to you about Congress. Congress doesn't really, you know, like the House doesn't really deal with that, or the governor of Texas doesn't really deal with that, you know, whatever, because they don't know who I'm, like, what I'm there for. But they're like, to make sure that rapists don't get on the Supreme Court. And I'm like, well, you know, there's no evidence. And they're like, she has witnesses and there's been multiple FBI investigations. I'm like, yeah, multiple investigations that have come up with nothing, where they say, yeah, we can't find anything. All of the witnesses there, and I'm not going to rehash this Kavanaugh stuff again, but I tell them all the facts and they're like, it's awful. I'm watching it now. And the other, like, I was out talking to people while it was going on TV. And people are telling me stuff that's just blatantly not true. They tell me stuff about Beto. Oh, Beto doesn't take money from PACs. I was like, do you know what a PAC is? He literally, that's like 90% of his money. So this is to wrap up the NPC thing. These people, these liberals, like they are literally, they receive their programming. It's like plugging into the Matrix every night and just downloading the information. What are my talking points? What do I say? Trump bad.
please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They didn't even know we had, like, InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
I'm going to shift gears a little bit. The thing about this is that it's all... there's common threads that run everything together. All of the issues that we talk about, that I talk about, all of the major issues that you see in the news, that you see, like the problems that we have in the country, there's all, it's like a web, because it's all interconnected, it's all related at some point. And if you have high pattern recognition, I have like hyper pattern recognition, but if you have that, then you start to see these things, because I was just talking about how easily influenced so much of the general public is, particularly on the liberal side of things, how easily, like, how suggestible they are, how easily they are brainwashed, how easily they're controlled, how, I mean, they're like, it's like you, it, they're like sleeper cells almost. They're like MK Ultra, like Operation Monarch, like CIA, you know, they just say a trigger word or there's like a noise and they just like, ding. And they just like start doing whatever the government has programmed them to do whenever they hear that trigger word. It's really, really frightening. But that's kind of what I was talking about a minute ago. But now I'm going to switch gears a little bit, and I'll tell you in just a moment how this is related to what I'm talking about there. And you will see how I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to start pointing out how things relate to other things so you can see, because it's not just, well, we want lower taxes and the Democrats want higher taxes because they want socialism. And it's much, much deeper than that. It goes down to like a subconscious, like not so much subconscious, but like a metaphysical level about what we believe the world to be. But so this right here is an article about the fuel riots in the Paris Preview. So they're rioting in France over the government's imposition of artificial fuel scarcity. There's no actual shortage, the article says. The country, the world, is swimming in fuel, courtesy of new discoveries and new extraction techniques. Yeah, we're about to run out of fuel, but oh, we just keep discovering more. Now, don't get me wrong. We're obviously going to, at some point, run out of fuel. But we're not anywhere near that now. And we also talk about how the climate is just destroying everything, but of course... because we've destroyed the climate, but of course evidence keeps coming out that, oh, it's supposed to get hotter. Oh, it's actually getting colder. Well, that's a product of global warming too. It gets colder because of global warming. Well, it's not. It's climate change. It's more violent climates. You keep changing the goal. What do you do? Like, do you expect me to keep believing this whenever you change the objective or the goal post every single time? New evidence. And it's not new evidence like they're adjusting to new evidence. They keep twisting the evidence to fit into their weird, bizarre worldview. It's very strange, but that's a totally different topic again. So they're rioting in France over fuel shortage, which is imposed by the government. Parisians don't just, they can't afford to buy it because the French President Macron hydrocarbon tax regime specifically designed to make fuel unaffordable as a compensatory measure to correct for its abundance and for the low prices that would otherwise be the case. Okay. Here's a quick little breakdown, a quick explanation of what's going on here. Wow, this is funny. I hadn't even like read this part of the article. I just like skimmed through it before we were going to talk about it. But I just mentioned how they see new stuff and how they have to like twist the evidence to make sense into their worldview, and then how they impose stuff because of that. So basically, fuel is abundant right now. The prices are going down and down and down. So that means that people are going to drive their cars more. They're going to use more gas. They're going to use more of this stuff. So the government, the French government is like, oh my gosh, we can't allow that. We can't allow people to make decisions for themselves because then they're going to destroy the climate and we're going to die. It's like the climate, there's just no evidence that humans are influencing the climate to that degree. But so what can we do? We're going to impose a tax to make fuel unaffordable, to make gasoline, carbon products unaffordable so that people can't use their car that much. And it's not, and apparently in France, what's happening is it's not even just, you know, limiting it. It's making it unaffordable to where they can't even do it, to the point that there are riots. There are riots in France, and make sure you understand, they want to do this everywhere. They want like a global carbon tax. Well, not a global one, because Africa, India, China, they can keep using carbon products. They can keep using gas and petroleum and oil. They can keep burning feces to heat stuff. That's fine. They can keep polluting the environment that way. But in America, we've got to make up for it. But so they're rioting over these because they can't afford fuel. And they want to do that everywhere. They want to do that in the U.S., the rest of Europe. I'm sure everywhere except for China, India, and Africa. And the people are rightfully upset about that. But my question is, where were the riots after each time that a Muslim extremist killed like dozens or scores of people and the government did nothing, or the government defended the extremists? Where were the riots then? Where were the riots when, you know, in the UK after these gang rape grooming gangs were exposed by people like Tommy Robinson and others? Where are the riots when your nation is being sold out in these transnational sovereignty destroying free trade agreements like TPP, NAFTA, and of course that's just the US, but the TPP was the US, China, all these other places, but NAFTA, Mexico, Canada. Where are the riots when this stuff is happening? Where are the riots when France and Germany and the UK and Italy are all having their government's authority, the authority of the people in those countries, being usurped and given to unelected bureaucrats in Brussels? Where were the riots when that was happening? Because nobody seemed to be upset when that happened. But, oh, things are a little bit more expensive now. That's unacceptable. If I buy fuel, I won't have money for video games. And I understand, I know, I get it that it's more than that. It's not just video games and movies and TV and iPads and iPhones, but and internet. I know that it's deeper than that. I know that the carbon taxes and everything are bad because it makes it more than that. But that's, you tell where, you know, it says in the Bible, you can tell where a man's heart is because that's where his treasure is. If your treasure is in heaven, then you're going to be focused on the things of heaven. If it's with God, you're going to be focused on the things of God. You're going to live in a way that reflects that. But if your treasure is here on earth, you're going to act in a way that shows that you care more about the material world than you do about your soul or about the way of God, these types of things. So you can tell these people don't care about their national sovereignty. They don't care about their children's future. They don't care about anything except for how much stuff can I buy? How much entertainment can I afford with how much money I have? Can I afford Netflix? Can I afford an Xbox? Can I afford to go to the movies? Are you going to interrupt me? Like, I just need to make sure that I can keep using Tinder. I need to make sure that you're not going to interrupt my stream of fast food or my stream of state sanctioned cable programs. I need to make sure that I can be entertained all the time at the drop of a hat. So please don't threaten my money because I need that stuff. But if you want to sacrifice my children to Satan, as long as you don't inconvenience me, if you want to destroy and degrade the moral conscience of my country, that's fine as long as you do it within the confines of your own home. If you want to destabilize the economy of the country, you can do that. If you want to bring in a million low-wage workers from peasant cultures to destroy the economy and turn American workers and manufacturing into slave labor, that's fine. You can do that as long as I'm not inconvenienced. If you want to remove the genitals of children because, oh, they feel like a girl today, go ahead and get rid of his male genitalia. Put him on sterilizing hormone blockers. That's fine as long as I'm not inconvenienced and I don't have to worry about thinking about myself and the state of my moral responsibility. As long as I can be entertained and distracted 24 hours a day as every waking moment, as long as I don't have to think about anything and I can do whatever I want, that's fine. As long as I'm not inconvenienced, go ahead, sell your soul to Satan. It doesn't matter. That's where we're at. But fuel prices, no.
I have an opportunity for viewers and listeners that is the best in my 23 years on air. Obviously, water filtration is a great thing. It's a good thing. And I've had water filtration sponsors since the day I got on air. And over the years, I learned a lot about water filtration. I learned what the best was. Now, the Alexa Pure Pro's their biggest, nicest stainless steel unit that does the most gallons an hour. It's amazing. Cuts out all the bad stuff, leaves the good stuff in, the good minerals. Matt Redhawk and the Patriots over at My Patriot Supply that have developed these filters ordered a huge amount of them this year. He has a glut of them. He's offering a filter that's a good deal at $249. When it's discounted, usually $200, it's $127. He's selling them to us at cost, and we're making 20-something bucks on them. So they're going to sell out very, very quickly. This is the gift of life, the gift of health. It's amazing. Alexa Pure Pro at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced 4-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
To kind of bounce off of what we were talking about in the last segment there about the fuel riots in Paris. It's over climate change. They're saying, oh, we need to have a carbon tax. So they're creating an artificial scarcity where they make it more expensive. Fuel is abundant and it is cheap, therefore. So what we need to do, obviously, is make it more expensive, artificially impose taxes on it so people can't afford it, so they can't afford to use gas more because of climate change. And what I mentioned a minute ago was that these things kind of run together. Well, you see here, things are used for control. This is another situation where there's similarities. You got to notice the patterns here. UN secretary says the rise of nationalism threatens climate change fight. And that's true, but that's because people, if people have control of their nations and there's no one world government, there's no transnational union and partnerships that like govern things like the EU or the UN. If that doesn't exist, then people will say, yeah, this doesn't seem to be right. Even if it's not like a direct democracy, people will go, yeah, this doesn't seem to be right. We don't want that. We're not going to deal with that. And maybe they cooperate with others if they want to, but there's no obligation to. And what this means is that if there's nationalism, if nationalism takes hold and enough countries start electing nationalist leaders and enacting nationalist policies, then we won't be able to control them and force the world into following along with our policies and submitting to our authoritarian one world regime. That's what it really means. What this means is that it's not, oh, nationalism is threatening the global warming fight. How are we going to fight against global warming without, you know, when there's nationalist government? What it's really saying is nationalism is threatening the prospects for one world government. And so climate change is being used for that end. It's not, oh, we need climate, we need a one world government, or we need the UN, or we need the EU because we need it to battle climate change. That's what they say. They say that they need it for that, but in reality, they're making up things like climate change. Climate change can be real, but it's not man-made. So they're making these things up in order to get to the end, which is world government. So it's reverse. They lie to you and they say that, oh, we need one world government. And of course, they don't put it in those terms, but I'm of course going to be honest with you. We need one world government so that we can fight climate change. No, that's a lie. The reality is we need so-called climate change so that we can enact one world government. So they have these things, oh, look, oh, we all need to work together, and if we don't have a one world government, we can't have effective partnerships where we lower carbon output, and we do this and we do that. It's not going to work properly, and the world's going to explode. The world's going to catch fire like California. They actually say that the California wildfires are not like a natural occurrence, which happens like pretty much every year. Oh, it's because of global warming. It's not because the Californians bought eucalyptus trees 100 years ago that catch fire, like, if you look at them wrong. It's not because of that. Anyways, it's because of global warming. So we need a one world government to fix that. And it's like a Trojan horse. So they bring in the world one world government to fix that. And then they also start using it for other stuff. But you don't notice because they keep it under wraps. They tell you it's all to fix climate change. It's to fix global poverty, these sorts of things. And listen, everything is out of the same playbook. It's recycled and recycled and recycled. I want to point back to the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act was passed and signed off on after 9/11. It was, oh, look, we need, I don't remember what Patriot stands for, but it's the U.S. Patriot Act. It stands for some long acronym about how we need to protect our national security. And they say we need a police state. We need a surveillance state because terrorism is a real problem, which it is, but, you know, we don't need a police state to fix it. So unite, this, the USA Patriot Act is an acronym for Uniting and Strengthening America by Providing Appropriate Tools Required to Intercept and Obstruct Terrorism. How long did that take to put together? It's like, I mean, they might as well call it like the Ice Cream Act. Like, this is the Ice Cream Act. Don't you guys love ice cream? Don't you guys like puppies? Don't we like carnival rides and what's it called? Cotton candy. Anyway, so the USA Patriot Act is to protect and, you know, again, obstruct terrorism. That's what they say. We need a surveillance police state so that we can stop another 9/11. We don't need another 9/11. Oh, well, I agree with that. Well, therefore, we need a police state. Okay, well, if that's the way to fix it. But what has the Patriot Act and the other stuff that's followed, what has it been used for? Has it been used to stop terrorism? I remember when I was in high school debate, I remember I looked all into this and I was looking up like how many, because I had to learn both sides of this. I was learning how many terror attacks had actually been obstructed or intercepted or protected against, as the acronym so eloquently states, had actually been foiled by the Patriot Act. And there's like virtually none. It says that there's a few, there's practically none, like not enough to warrant the surveillance stuff. And even then, even if it only did that, even if it only did five, that'd be fine, but they use it not for obstructing, protecting, and intercepting terrorism or whatever. They use it to spy on us. Like, the NSA has the biggest data collection program in the world. They gather data on everything that you and I do on the internet. Every phone call that you and I make, everywhere that we visit, you know, Google tracks, Google, if you have Google Maps on your phone, it tracks everywhere that you go. And who do you think that Google is sharing that information with? It's scary enough that Google has it, and that's a conversation on its own. That's like a whole other segment that we could talk about. But who do you think has access to that information? Because I guarantee the government is not just saying, yeah, you just keep all of that valuable data. We don't need it. No, of course they're sharing it with the government. So the government has all this information, and they have it because of things like the Patriot Act. Terrorism, and this is why it makes sense for people to say things like, you know, 9/11 was orchestrated or at least allowed by the United States government. And I think that that's fair to say. Certain government agencies absolutely were like, you know, kind of turned away and let things slide where they should not have, because this gives an excuse. So now we have the threat of terrorism. Oh, wow, terrorism, that's the Trojan horse. Guys, look, we have terrorism. We have to fix it with a police state or a surveillance state. We need that to fix terrorism. People go, okay, well, I hate terrorism too, so yeah, I guess if we need to fix that. Same thing here. Guys, there's climate change. There's a lot of bad stuff going to happen because of climate change, and we need to do something right now. Do you notice that it's always right now? If we don't do something in 1 year, somebody even said if we don't do something in the next 48 hours, it's going to be irreversible. Yeah, okay, dude. But it's always right now. It's like, if we don't do something by 2000, if we don't do something by 2012, the ice caps will be melted, polar bears will be extinct, really bad, Manhattan will be underwater, Florida will be gone, California will crack off and fall into the ocean by 2012, if we don't do something. Well, it's way past, it's 6 years past 2012. Nothing bad has happened like that. So I don't see, you know, but that's what they do. That's the playbook. They lie. It's not, they switch the end and the means. They say, we need world government to fix climate change. No. They need climate change and some other global catastrophe so that they can bring about one world government, because they're satanic demons and that's their plan. That's the end. Stay with us.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
All over the world, a rain of censorship is coming in a perfect storm of dying corporate media, big mega corporations, authoritarian regimes like Communist China, the EU, the Democratic Party, and others working in concert to shut down loyal Americans and other loyal nationalists. And it's praised by the left all over the world. That's why it's so critical that this Christmas, all of you remember that without you supporting InfoWars financially, we will be shut down. And we make it easy to do. We've got Cyber Week going right now, extending our big mega sales for Black Friday while supplies last, of water filtration, air filtration, incredible supplements, t-shirts, books, films. It's all there, and it makes the information war possible against the globalists. So I want to thank you this Christmas for your support, and I want to ask you for your continued support. It's a 360 win because these products are great, free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off across the board, and double Patriot points right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Because when you take action, nothing on earth can stop you.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back to The David Knight Show. My name is Jake Lloyd. I'm filling in for David Knight today. And again, before I get on a roll, it's been about an hour since I talked about it. I do want to urge you, before I get on a roll and steamroll through again, I want to urge everybody to take a trip to theinfowarsstore.com, because, I mean, we've got, you know, we've got this show, The David Knight Show in the morning from 8 to 11, and then we've got Alex Jones Show, the iconic flagship show from 11 to 3 p.m., and then after that, War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone from 3 until 6, and Alex has big plans for expanding to 20 hours and then hopefully on beyond to 24 hours and stuff. And if you support where we're at, we need you to support where we're at now, let alone if we want to go further into the future and go further with more and more programming, more and more reporters throughout the country and even throughout the world. We have lots in Europe. You know, Dan Lyman is a writer out there. We have Paul Joseph Watson also in Europe, in the UK. I know the British don't necessarily like being lumped in with Europe, but that's okay. So if you want to support where, we need you to support where we're at. That's the message. But if you want to see us go above and beyond where we're at now, we need you. Like InfoWars Europe, how many places of this caliber do you expect? Like, we're really leading the charge in all of these areas. So we need you to support us where we're at, but we need you to support us even more if you want to see us go above and beyond. And we're willing to do that if we have your support. We just need to have your support, whatever form it takes. And we don't just want money. We don't just want donations. We want to return something to you. We already, you know, do our best to produce, you know, really hard-hitting, great content here on these shows and in the reports that we do on the radio, on the Infowars.com site, the articles. But we also want to provide you with great products in return for the money that you're spending. So that's why we have supplements like the Survival Shield, now X3 Iodine, why we have things like Supermale Vitality, Brainforce, which is a great one. A lot of people here at Infowars love Brainforce because of the focus that it gives them. It's things with actual benefits. And even if you don't necessarily want to do the supplements, we have air filters, water filters, things to make sure that the air and the water that you're breathing in and drinking are healthy and doing well for your body, not harming it. You could honestly do like a large chunk of your grocery shopping with us. We have toothpastes, mouthwash, sleep aid, melatonin, knockout formulas. We have coffee. We have toothpaste, mouthwash, all these different things. You could do a big chunk, vitamin mineral fusion, lots and lots of stuff if you want to support us and also get great, great products there. And, you know, I'm just talking generally because we have so many sales right now, the Cyber Week. Alex extended it from Cyber Monday all the way throughout the week because we just want to keep going with these great, great sales. So I really want to urge everybody to take a moment, whether you do it now, in the breaks, after the show, whenever, wherever you can, if you want to take a look and just see if there's something that you want that could help you, because that's what we really aim to do there. We want to help you with great products and healthy products at that at a great price. So thank you for your support, and we appreciate it. We're going to keep working to honor the support that you've given us with great shows, great videos, great articles, etc. So that's our goal, but please check out Cyber Week on InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping. That's 50% off the whole store. That's pretty good. And as well as double Patriot points, which is like our reward point systems for shopping on InfoWars Store. So go ahead and check that out whenever you get a chance. But now I want to get back into the news a little bit. So we're under attack from all angles. Every institution or organization that could possibly be trying to take advantage of, like, it's like being strip mined. It's like we're under attack from all these different angles because we have the government selling us out in these corporate trade unions like the TPP, NAFTA, whatever. And there's actually news today. Trump signed off on the new, I believe it's called the USMCA trade agreement, where he renegotiated NAFTA, got rid of the old deal. Now we have a new deal that's more fair between us, Mexico, and Canada. And we have the government selling us out there. We have the government selling out our sovereignty to the UN and Europe. They're selling it out to the EU and to the UN, eroding national sovereignty. We have people like this saying, I was talking about climate change, how they use climate change to bring about world government. This lady here says, I think that it's clear to me the world's more polarized. We have more and more nationalist approaches being popular and winning elections or having strong election results. And then she says, we have the trust between public opinions and institutions, that is governments, political establishments, but also international organizations being eroded. And they say that like they're surprised, like it's a surprise that people are saying, you know what, I'm done. Like, we trusted you and you betrayed our trust. You screwed us. You've strip mined our country. You've like gang raped the culture. We're done. We're done trusting you. We're done trusting the UN, the EU, our own government. We're done trusting corporations like Google and Amazon and Apple to do the right thing because they repeatedly do not do the right thing. Facebook, for example, Mark Zuckerberg says, no, don't worry, folks, your data is safe. But then it's also said in private that he says, oh, those dumb effers trust me with like all of their data. And then we find out the data is being sold everywhere. And it makes sense because, You know, there's the saying, kind of a cliche at this point, if the service is free, then you're the product. And that's true. And that's fine if it's like billboards. Billboards on the road are fine because it's just advertisements to you. It's not taking your information and trying to manipulate your brain into buying their crap. But Facebook takes your data and they sell it to corporations, and corporations analyze you and the way you behave, the way your brain works, and they know how to work these algorithms so that the right people see the right stuff at the right time and the nuances and the combinations. So they have these ways to do it. So how can you be surprised that people are done trusting these global institutions, international organizations, governments, political, how can you be surprised that people are done trusting it, that people want to take their countries back, that people don't want to, that people want to govern themselves? What an idea. What a novel idea. If only somebody had thought about self-governance and individual sovereignty like 200 years, wouldn't that be crazy? Yeah, we had that once upon a time, but we were not vigilant, which is our fault. Not necessarily, you know, our fault right now, but the people who let that go, people were asleep. They let it go and they let people hijack it. So now we're fighting the fight that we're in now. We were not vigilant. We didn't protect it. So now we have to take it back. But how can you not be surprised that people don't trust these things? You know, it's like if you lie to somebody, you say, oh yeah, I will, you know, whatever. You just lie to people repeatedly and they're like, why don't you trust me? I told you that it's like, because you lied to me repeatedly. Anyways, but so that's a little bit about Google. But, and then we have Amazon. Amazon's now being targeted in a German competition probe. German regulators on Thursday opened a probe into whether e-commerce giant Amazon was abusing its dominant position to obstruct competition from rival sellers on its online platform. Amazon is, of course, subsidized by the government. They're working with the government, like the Pentagon, I believe, to create some cloud of information, which I'm sure will also be used to erode your privacy rights. But this stuff happens and you don't hear about it. And guys, if you can find this, let me know. I looked for it before the show, but I couldn't find it. I think that they scrubbed it or they changed the title or something. There was some Washington Post article slamming Trump for, I think it was for attacking Amazon. Slamming Trump for attacking Amazon. The owner of Amazon and the owner of the Washington Post are the same person. Jeff Bezos owns Amazon and the Washington Post. That's a dumb question. Obviously, journalists have no ethics these days, but nobody even calls him out on it. Nobody calls him out and says, is that not a conflict of interest? Does your boss not, the guy that signs your paychecks, does he not also own Amazon? So it's no wonder that people don't trust journalists or big corporations or governments or international trade unions. It's no wonder, but at least people are finally waking up.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never miss your show any day. Never.
At Infowars.com/show.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. I just want everybody to count the cost here as we enter the last month of 2018. And I wanted to thank you for all of your support. And I wanted just to remind you that InfoWars isn't perfect, but we're fighting as hard as we can. And without you, we won't be here. And that's why we're having Cyber Monday turn into Cyber Week. And it's happening now at InfoWarsStore.com. The biggest sales ever as we attempt to sell all the great inventory so that we can hopefully be capitalized to fund ourselves at least a few months into next year. I don't have to tell you, we've been under total siege and harassment and attacks. It would take an hour to go over just some of it. So right now at InfoWarsStore.com, there is the revolution of products that are excellent and the revolution of funding InfoWars that is now in the absolute thick of the battle, fighting for the human spirit and human destiny for my children and your children and all of our shared futures together. InfoWars will talk about the forbidden taboo subjects. We will stand up for human life and human destiny, and we will fight until the end. With your help, humanity has a chance. Again, thank you all for your support.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
To a Breitbart article that I just saw. I was like looking at Breitbart.com at their homepage on my phone during the break, just seeing what they were up to. And I see this article, Dana Perino's Amnesty Fantasy. Trump, Gavin Newsom work on compromise. So the byline is Fox News host Dana Perino revealed on Wednesday evening that her fantasy is seeing President Donald Trump and California Governor-elect Gavin Newsom working together on an immigration compromise. I have this little fantasy, she says to Tucker Carlson, that Gavin Newsom, the new governor-elect of California, could be a Democratic ambassador who comes to the White House and says, look, I'm not from Washington, blah, 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 but we should try to work together on this. I'll bring Democrats, you bring Republicans, and we can try to get things done. She wants, basically adds later, that she wants an immigration compromise, or she thinks that they could get an immigration compromise that President Trump would be happy with, that would be really good for the country. But of course, and I like Breitbart, I like that Breitbart calls her here. It says the establishment Bush Republican mouthpiece, the establishment Bush Republican mouthpiece, because she worked in the Bush campaign. And this is something that people need to realize. I think that people in the Trump camp, like the Trump voter base, has gotten a little bit comfortable. We've gotten a little bit too comfortable with where we're at. We see the changes because Trump has very, very drastically changed the political climate, the type of rhetoric that's acceptable in Washington and on television, on the news. He's changed how we can talk, what we can talk about. Nobody talked about immigration the way that he did before. But we've kind of, I think that we have gotten to the point where that has become a mainstay. Like every day we've become inundated with it. And we think that it's that way. It's only that way because he's still there. But the Republican Party has not been, while it has been changed and it will always be different, we will always have Trump type people that can make it in the Republican Party to an extent from now on. We have not totally remodeled the party to fit Donald Trump and the image that he's created for it after he's gone. Because after a certain point, Donald Trump will no longer be president. We hope that he will win in 2020. He's going to have to do certain things in order to make that a reality. If he does want to make it reality, we need to focus on immigration. That's what people care about. Tax cuts are great. We support that, you know, for the middle class. We support all the stuff that he does as far as, you know, regaining American sovereignty, bringing manufacturing back, self-sufficiency, great stuff. But what people care about is the American sovereignty aspect, which is manufacturing, not being taken advantage of by China, telling China that we're in charge, we're the boss, and immigrate. Like, we need to secure the border. We need to figure the whole immigration thing out. That is what the base cares about. Yeah, tax cuts are fine, but that's like Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney, John McCain stuff. They all wanted that too. And that's fine. That's not the bad part of their platform. The bad part of their platform is wanting to invade Syria, wanting to invade Iran, all these other Middle Eastern countries, wanting to keep the civil war in Yemen going on forever. I'm actually working on something about that right now. This is very complicated. Nobody really knows what's going on over there. It's really ridiculous. But that's the bad stuff. And there's the tax cuts. Like, yeah, that's fine. It's good. I like having more money, you know, not being sent to the government. That's fine. I support that. Great. Good stuff. But that's not why we elected Trump. If that was why, Republicans would have never lost an election because they've always run on that. So that's not the issue. What we need to be focusing on is the border, is, you know, and he's done great with China. He's done great with the trade stuff, the trade wars. I love it. Some people don't like it so much, and it's just kind of, you know, something to put up with. I think it's great. I think the base loves it. What the base really, really loves is, you know, build the wall, lock her up, draining the corruption out of Washington, D.C. So we really, really need to see some stuff like that in order for him to win in 2020. But then say that he wins in 2020. He has much more license to do things. He doesn't have to worry about seeing there. He calls for Congress to fund the wall. One thing that you have to notice is you can't fall into this. Some people fall into this like weird cycle of, or spiral rather, of turning on Trump because he hasn't lived up totally to their expectations. And it's because they expect that he would go in there. Hillary Clinton would get locked up day one, trials, everybody be found guilty. We would build the wall. People want, you know, Trump, like some people seriously think that Trump can like dissolve Congress and just tell them. There's the famous quote where the Supreme Court, or I don't know if it was the Supreme Court, but a court told Andrew Jackson, like, no, you can't do that. And Jackson famously said, the court has made their decision. Now let them enforce it. And then he went and did what he was going to do anyway. So it's basically like, yeah, the court may have said that, but I'm the one with the power. I can do that. People want Trump to do that. Now, you can't do that now. Especially on these issues, especially when people are already dying for a reason to impeach Trump, that would give them plenty of reason, and the cowardly Republicans would not stand behind him. So they have the reason, now the Democrats have the reason to impeach him, and the Republicans that don't like him so much go, now they have an out. They go, oh, darn, I really wanted to support Trump, but oh, darn, now, you know, he broke the law, we have to allow him to be impeached now. And that's an issue. So he can't do that. He has to be above reproach in this aspect. But also, he's not a dictator. So there are obstacles that we actually have to deal with in a tact. This is politics. Politics is, it's like war without people being killed. Does that make sense? Like, you have to think about the way that your opponent does things. You have to, it's like chess, which is like war. So that's how you have to think of politics. Not everything, you can't just storm through, bulldoze everything and throw everybody in jail. Construct a border wall. There are things to worry about. Like, there's genuine questions we have to ask. Are we just going to use, eminent domain to take the land necessary along the border for the border wall? There's genuine thing. And I think that that's a something that can be done. Like, it's within the realm of, like, national security. So I think that that's reasonable, but it has to be addressed. So there are things that are slowing it down, but to a degree, it does need to speed up a little bit, or maybe not even speed up, but we need to be focusing on the things that got him elected. And we, the Trump supporters, whether you're just a Trump voter, somebody who supports him, if you're an activist, if you're somebody who talks about this stuff for a living like I do, an opinion, you know, we need to be focusing on getting things done so that things are getting done, so we have something to run on. But also we have to focus on remolding the Republican Party into something that's genuinely a pro-American, pro-American worker, pro-national sovereignty, a nationalist party. We need to turn the Republican Party into, in short, a nationalist party for the United States. Because otherwise, and to bring it back around to what I was talking about, don't worry, this all has a point, what I'm saying. Otherwise, you have Dana Perino. You have these people who still occupy the Republican Party. Bill Kristol and Max Boot are still Republicans. They hate Donald Trump, but they're still Republicans, and they're still going to push for Mitt Romney's and John McCain's and George Bush's, okay? There are still neocons out there. There are people, if you look at the statement of principles for an organization called the Project for a New American Century, it's founded by lots of people like Bill Kristol, other neocons and stuff. They've laid out their plan since the 90s. They want to overthrow, they want to, you know, create liberal democracies in these countries, Syria, Iraq, Iran, I think Lebanon's on there, Libya. There's a few that they have been planning to overthrow for a long time, and they've done it successfully in some. In Syria, they're trying, it doesn't look to be so successful, but they're trying to do that, and they will continue. Their ideology, they're not working from a pragmatic perspective. They're not thinking about what is best for America or the American individual. They're thinking about their ideology. Again, these people are also semi-religious, like this is kind of theological for them. They think that it is the right thing to do for America to go into these places, collapse the government, and set up a liberal democracy. That's what happened in Iraq. That's what they try to do in Syria. That's what they want to do in Iran. And they're not going to stop doing that because Trump had 4 to 8 years of the presidency. They're not going to stop. They've been doing it for 25, 30 years. They're going to keep doing it after Trump. And we need to be aware of that. And we need to fight against it preemptively. We need to start creating and this is another thing. If you're out there and listening and you're the type of person that could run for office, maybe you should consider doing so. If you're the type of person that can persuade people, and that knows your books, you know philosophy, you know history, and you can persuade people, do it. We need to start conditioning the American mind to be open to this type of thing so that we can, and we need to be hammering people with truth and information about how evil neoconservatism is, so that whenever Trump is out of office, we don't get blindsided by another George Bush, Mitt Romney, John McCain, or whatever, because otherwise we're going to fall right back into what we had right before Trump ran and was elected.
I have an opportunity for viewers and listeners that is the best in my 23 years on air. Obviously, water filtration is a great thing. It's a good thing. And I've had water filtration sponsors since the day I got on air. And over the years, I learned a lot about water filtration. I learned what the best was. Now, the Alexa Pure Pro's their biggest, nicest stainless steel unit that does the most gallons an hour. It's amazing. Cuts out all the bad stuff, leaves the good stuff in, the good minerals. Matt Redhawk and the Patriots over at My Patriot Supply that have developed these filters ordered a huge amount of them this year. He has a glut of them. He's offering a filter that's a good deal at $249. When it's discounted, usually $200, it's $127. He's selling them to us at cost, and we're making 20-something bucks on them. So they're going to sell out very, very quickly. This is the gift of life, the gift of health. It's amazing. Alexa Pure Pro at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
All over the world, a rain of censorship is coming in a perfect storm of dying corporate media, big mega corporations, authoritarian regimes like Communist China, the EU, the Democratic Party, and others working in concert to shut down loyal
Americans and other loyal nationalists, and it's praised by the left all over the world. That's why it's so critical that this Christmas, all of you remember that without you supporting InfoWars financially, we will be shut down. And we make it easy to do. We've got Cyber Week going right now, extending our big mega sales for Black Friday, while supplies last, of water filtration, air filtration, incredible supplements, t-shirts, books, films, it's all there, and it makes the information war possible against the globalists. So I want to thank you this Christmas for your support, and I want to ask you for your continued support. It's a 360 win because these products are great, free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off across the board, and double Patriot points right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 because when you take action, nothing on earth can stop you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
So I want to keep going a little bit with what I was talking about in the last segment about how, because there's still a lot to unpack. There's still a lot to unpack about this article talking about Dana Perino having a fantasy where Trump and Gavin Newsom, the new governor-elect in California, she has a fantasy where they work out some kind of immigration amnesty deal that Trump is happy with, but it's also really good for the country. What's good for the country is if you stop letting illegal immigrants in, you get rid of the ones that are here, and you build a wall so that they can't come anywhere. That is good for the country, objectively, because you don't have a country if you don't have a solid border. But it's objectively bad for the country if you reward illegal actions. If you reward people who come here illegally by giving them amnesty and saying, yeah, you can be a citizen, you can, it's all fine. You know, just, we'll, you know, we'll let bygones be bygones. It's all water under the bridge. You're rewarding that. Like, that's not, you're not saying that it's wrong to come here illegally. You're saying, we're going to, you know, say that it's bad, but in reality, you can just stay. And that's bad for a lot of reasons, but it's bad because it encourages people to come over and, you know, the wall will stop border crossings there, but people will find other ways to come in and they'll try to do that. Of course, it'll be easier to stop if we have a wall, but people will still try it. And if you give them amnesty, then they will come in anyways because they're like, oh, they don't care. They're just going to give me amnesty in 10 years anyways. Who cares? And that is objectively bad. I said that it's objectively good if you have a border. If you want to have a country, it's objectively good to have a border, border wall. It's objectively bad to keep bringing endless streams of people coming in because it lowers wages. And this is the one thing that, like, libertarians, and I'm not talking about libertarians like in the colloquial term where you just want to allow people to have liberty and freedom. I'm talking about, like, the hardcore, like, Ayn Randian libertarians and the Milton Friedman people. Because they say stuff like, oh, well, it's good to have more workers because, you know, it makes things better. It just, what, all the different arguments. And they think that it'll make people more productive and therefore they'll make more, like, companies more productive and then they'll make more money and they can hire more people and wages will go. That's not how it works because, you know, market forces, supply and demand. If you have a lot of something and a lot of demand, okay, you're going to sell it. If you have a lot of something and no demand, it's cheaper. It has less value. So if you have 100 construction jobs and 100 American workers, they're going to get paid what they're due. If you have 100 American construction jobs and you have 300 workers, do you think that wages are going to go up because, oh, there's more people there that can work and it's going to make them? No, they're going to get paid less for the same job. And that's what happens when you flood the workforce with more and more people. And that's why people like Mitch McConnell and what's his name? Paul Ryan, who's thankfully stepped down. Not that his replacement as speaker, Nancy Pelosi, would be much better, but at least we know which side she's on. People like Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, and I keep going back to John McCain, but they're just kind of the epitome of what we don't like in the Republican Party. These people say that they're conservative. They say that they're for border security, but they would be happy. They're like, yeah, we want to bring people in legally, not illegally, but we want to make it easier for them to come in. That is also not better. Like, if you make it That's like kind of like amnesty in a sense, because it's like, oh yeah, we're going to get rid of all the processes. You can just come in much, much easier. You basically just like sign on the dotted line. Now you're a citizen. Boom. You got a social security number. Come on in. That's effectively the same as illegal immigration. The only thing that that takes care of is like, yeah, they're not going to evade taxes as easily, but it's still going to drop the wages. And that's what they want, because people like Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell and John McCain and Lindsey Graham, they're bought off by the corporations. They're bought off by the Heritage Foundation. Like, it's their interest is corporate. It's not for the individual like Trump's is. Trump cares about the individual worker, the individual American, and that's why they love him so much. That's why people who actually work love Trump so much, because they know that he actually cares about their interests and not the interests of the corporation that does not care about them.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, we're going to keep going with this article from Breitbart.com. Dana Perino's Amnesty Fantasy, where Trump and Gavin Newsom work on compromise. We're going to keep going with it because I'm barely into like the third paragraph, because there's so much to unpack about establishment Republicans, neocons, amnesty board. It's just, it's all so telling. And this is, it goes back again to national sovereignty. If people have national sovereignty, then they can't control you. And that's what it's about. That's why they use things like global warming, like we were talking about earlier. They need these things to use leverage over you in order to control you. It's not that they want control so they can fix it. It's so that they can control you. And if you have, number one, if your country has sovereignty over itself, they can't control it. But if you have sovereignty as an individual over yourself and the way that you think, what you say, what you believe, then they can't control you individually. And that's really what scares them the most, because it takes an individual to change the way people think about things. It really takes an individual to change things. Of course, it takes more than that, but you understand what I'm saying. So we talked about how there are still neocons, there's still bad people within the Republican Party, there's still the corporate interest side of things. There are still, and they will still be there whenever we are done with, you know, Trump. Like whenever Trump has run his course, whenever he's finished with his term or his two terms, whatever he makes it as, hopefully two. Whenever he's done with that, we will still be left with who is in the Republican Party right now. We'll still have the Fox News hosts, we'll still have the National Review, we'll still have the people in Congress that have, you know, turned their back on this country time and time again. So we need to be working against that. But the idea, and I went through and talked about how amnesty is bad. I mean, duh, how you need national borders again, duh. So we talked about that, but this idea, let's just indulge Dana Perino for just a minute and say, okay, let's say that Trump and Gavin Newsom, who is the governor-elect of California, let's say that they try to work together on something. First of all, you cannot work with these people. You just can't work with them. If you give an inch, they'll take a mile. They're not like compromise people. They don't believe in compromising stuff. They want it completely their way and only their way. But say that there is some compromise. She says that she hopes that it's a deal that Trump would be happy with and that would be good for the country. I already talked about how it just wouldn't be good for the country no matter what. Nothing short of complete border wall and strict merit-based, strong immigration system, extreme vetting, nothing short of that and like deportation of everybody that's broken the law and come here illegally, nothing short of those things is good for the country. That is good for the country. There's no like good and then kind of good. There is progress towards good, but that is what is good for the country if we're talking about borders, you know, the other stuff bad. But to address the other part of what she said, could Trump be happy with it? And saying that Trump would be happy with it is saying that his base would be happy with it. Because Trump, the reason we like Trump is not because he's the brand of politician we like, but because his interests are aligned with ours and that's what we like. So if he's happy with it, it means that it's in line with his campaign promises or ideally, and that means that we would be happy with it. So could he and Gavin Newsom come together and create an immigration policy compromise that we would be happy with? The answer is decidedly no. There's no possibility because he is stridently pro-amnesty and pro-sanctuary city. He said during his campaign for governor of California, he said that he vowed to keep California a sanctuary state and said that being an asylum state, not even just a sanctuary, like, hey, if you come here and, you know, we're not going to actively try to turn you into the federal immigration authorities. No, we are an asylum state, he says. And that's what makes the Golden State great. What makes California great is allowing people like criminals to harboring criminals, apparently, according to the new governor of California, is what makes California great. I don't think that's what makes California great, but that's what he does. That's what he says. So, and then he apparently this isn't a tweet. He says, let me be clear at Real Donald Trump. California is a sanctuary state. We believe in the power of diversity. Just a quick note. What does diversity mean? And obviously what it means is less white people. That's the ideal. It's just, oh, because if you look at a picture and it's like a picture of an ad with like, nothing but black people, for example, or Hispanic people, that is a 100% diverse, like in their Marxist terminology, that is a diverse picture. It's not diverse. There's one type of person there. And why does it matter what color the person is in this ad or whatever, this TV show? But if there's no white people, it's 100% diverse. If there's white people, it's not diverse enough. Do you see? So it could be totally homogenous of like Chinese people. Oh, but it's diverse because it's not white. And that's because, you know, and obviously in China, it's different. It's not the same there. It's not the same in Mexico. It's not the same in Africa because they're trying to erode any sense of identity, national identity, and trying to make everywhere the same. That's what it is. It's not so much like about the race thing. It's they're using the race, again, as a tool to destroy people groups and to make everybody like the same. And there's no culture. There's no difference between people. And that's another one of the tools that they use to control people and make you into farm animals, basically. So, and nobody knows what it means when they say diversity is our strength or we believe in the power of diversity. One thing that, you know, I've heard somebody say is diversity is bad everywhere else that you look. If you're like on a sports team, it's like, oh, we're a very diverse sports team. I play football. He plays soccer. He plays baseball. That guy doesn't even run. He plays video games. You know, it's like that. Or, you know, a step further, say you're all on the same team. Oh yeah, we're a very diverse football team. We all run off of different playbooks. That doesn't make sense. Oh, or yeah, we're a very, diverse faith community. I am a Christian and so-and-so is a Muslim and so-and-so is a Buddhist. We all agree on everything. We're so strong because we're all so diverse. It doesn't make sense anywhere else in any other situation, but apparently when it comes to cultures, diversity is our strength. We want people practicing Indian culture. We want people practicing African culture. We want people practicing Mexican culture. The only culture that we don't want to practice is historically European American culture because that one's bad. Every other one that we want, those people totally aren't going to turn on each other and start fighting and having issues and like ethnic issues between like Hispanics and black. That totally doesn't happen in like LA or wherever. There's totally, or in prison, there's totally not conflicts between Hispanics and black gangs. Like, diversity does not breed power or strength or whatever. It's not good. So we need a homogenous culture. We need our culture to be homogenous. We cannot have diversity of cultures, which is what they want, which is why they bring diversity of people. That's what you have to understand, which is why they don't want people to come here in a way that's proud of America, in a way that celebrates our culture and our way of life. They bring people here who just want to use it for an economic vehicle to get what they want. And still, you know, they don't care about the country. So that's why they do that. But diversity does not, it doesn't make sense how it strengthens us. It does not make the economy better. There's been study after study showing that the economy is not better because of it. There's, and I don't have to go into the Muslim rape gangs in the UK or the knife attacks, or the acid attacks or the female genital mutilation. Diversity does not breed strength. So I would like someone, anyone on the left to tell me what it means, like how diversity makes us stronger. Yeah, so you see there, it's a UN plan for replacement migration, which is, comes to America, as the headline says there. It's true. It's been true for a long time. They've been trying it. Now that it's happening, people don't want to admit it. People don't want to acknowledge it, except for a select few like us here, other people that are talking about it. And I have an article here about white South Africans being killed for their race that we're going to talk about in a little bit. But to finish up his tweet, we have defied and resisted the xenophobic, hateful policies of your administration that have returned. We will do it again. Hateful, xenophobic? First of all, there's nothing xenophobic or hateful about Donald Trump's policies, but, and this is where, like, liberals are like Mom, and Mom has just gone totally off the rails. We need Dad to come in and go, okay, I don't care if you think it's hateful. This is the rules. No ice cream before dinner. It'll ruin your appetite. This is the David Knight Show. I'll be right back.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact we're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We're getting close to the half hour of the last hour before we roll into Alex's show. The Alex Jones Show at 11 o'clock. Now, in the last segment, I was talking about the negatives of amnesty, the pros, the good stuff about having a border wall, why we need it, why we need national sovereignty, all these things. And it's kind of exhausting sometimes. It's like saying when you talk about this stuff for long enough, you kind of say all of the same stuff, but it's evolving and it's changing and it's like a flow. It's an ever evolving discussion, but I'm talking about the border control. This article in particular, Dana Perino wanting the new governor of California, who is a like pro sanctuary city, pro total amnesty, absolutist, hates Trump, all this stuff. Trump obviously wants to build the wall, deport illegal immigrants, that sort of thing. And she's like, I think they could come together and, you know, do something that will make Trump happy, compromise in some way, but also be good for the country. And I addressed that and debunked how it could be good for the country, and as well as, you know, could they find something that would make Trump and his base happy as a compromise? No, because what they want is fundamentally opposed. It's just completely at odds. But so, and then we were talking about why and how this is happening, why the UN and these global world governments want to use migration to replace populations, to control people and use it for guilt and shame and all this different stuff. And the crew told me we actually have a video by Greg Reese, a great reporter here at Infowars.com, about how the UN, what the UN's plan is and how it's coming to America in the modern world. It's been coming for a while, but here's Greg Reese.
Replacement migration program funded by EU taxpayers. We have seen over 15 million refugees flood Europe, given EU taxpayer money and absolutely no incentive to assimilate to their host countries. It is breaking them in every way. And now the United Nations has its sights set upon the United States of America. The UN-led migrant caravan began thousands of miles from the U.S., politically trained and funded with U.S. taxpayer dollars from U.S. aid. The migrant caravan has reached the U.S. southern border. Hundreds of them have already probed for weaknesses. Thousands of them are now living in tents in a park off of Cinco de Mayo Street in Tijuana, Mexico. We visited there this evening, and it made the whole story real. The UN-organized clash of cultures is now taking its toll in Tijuana. There has been more violence and more crime, which has hurt the local businesses that already struggle each day to survive. There are thousands in Tijuana, and there are thousands more said to be coming. They have demands. As proxies of the UN replacement migration agenda, they demand to cross freely into the United States, and they demand immediate U.S. citizenship. Even as we speak, the UN is attempting to ratify a new global treaty on the rights of migrants to travel anywhere in the world, effectively erasing national sovereignty and borders forever. This is the world government takeover, using giant impoverished third world populations, converted to globalism, weaponized, and used as tools to bring down the once great first world nation states. Once all have been reduced to poverty and serfdom, the globalist plan for total domination would be complete. This is Greg Reese in Tijuana, Mexico, reporting for Infowars.com.
When I see things like that, I think about how it's the entire world government apparatus going after this goal, one world government obviously being the end that they want to reach. And then I see how there's this, you know, they're scared by the rise of nationalism. We see nationalism rising in the United States with Trump. We see it. They tried to make it happen with Brexit in the UK, and they're still trying to make it happen, but it's happening all over Europe and all over the world. It's really, and it makes me think about how people are programmed to think that everything's fine, and they watch these movies like The Hunger Games, and they see like this dystopian world, and they're like, man, I'm sure glad that my world isn't like that. We have Netflix, and we have internet, and we have video games and plenty of food, and I don't have to worry about anything. And it's so fun, and it's so nice and shiny in this world. I'm sure glad that the world isn't awful and evil and oppressive like it is in that. And then they see that, and they live vicariously through it, and they think, wow, look at these people rising up to, against all odds, to defeat this world government or this oppressive tyrannical regime in this movie. Wow, that's a good story. Back to my real life where everything's fine. They use movies and stuff to condition you to think that only in stories is the world an evil place. Or they twist it around and they say, yeah, the world's all great, fine, and awesome now, but Donald Trump's trying to come in and make it like the Hunger Games. And they do this to adults, and adults buy into this. You know, so-called adults. Millennials have a really weird thing about Harry Potter. It's very bizarre, like Arrested Development type stuff. They're like, oh, Donald Trump is Voldemort. I saw some like, it was kind of a meme, but it was laid out. It was like, you read it, like talking to like their parents who voted for Trump or something. Like, all the time you read us stories about kids coming together and fighting against evil and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And now you're surprised that we're fighting against Trump? Well, us young people can be the ones to take him down because you taught us to believe in heroes. It's like, you people are, number one, you're pawns of the status quo. You're like agents of the establishment. But two, the fact that they think that it's like genuine, they think that they're having real thoughts or like groundbreaking statements when they say things like Donald Trump or Alex Jones are like Voldemort and we're Harry Potter and we're going to take them down. Grow up. But they don't, but all of that stuff is meant to condition you to think that the world that we're living in, that you're not seeing like an amazing, incredible battle behind the scenes right now. I mean, literally a world government apparatus, everything, Google, Amazon, iTunes, Apple, the world, the governments of the world, like the individual governments, the EU, China, Hollywood, the media, comedy, like everything is trying to dumb you down and enslave you. And there are a very select few of people that are standing up and fighting against it, but it's so much more threatening and powerful because they're good. That's like actually happening in real life, but people can continue to try and live vicariously through video games and Hollywood and all of these, like it's sickening really. It's not like real life. People, you know, we don't live in the Matrix in the way of like, oh, you plug in and stuff, but people choose to go into like this virtual world. And I'm not talking about VR goggles, which they probably will start doing eventually, but I mean, people just totally disconnect from reality. And that's the plan. That's the other side of this stuff. Greg Reese did a great report on that you just saw about how they're trying to report or how they're trying to take over the country, conquer it, use it, an invasion of illegal migrants and stuff. But I mean, it's an all-out assault. And if you think that this isn't like World War III or IV, like, I mean, you're crazy. You're not paying attention. But this is the David Knight Show. My name is Jake Lloyd. We'll be right back on the other side for the last half hour of this show before we roll into the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
I have an opportunity for viewers and listeners that is the best in my 23 years on air. Obviously, water filtration is a great thing. It's a good thing. And I've had water filtration sponsors since the day I got on air. And over the years, I learned a lot about water filtration. I learned what the best was. Now, the Alexa Pure Pro's their biggest, nicest stainless steel unit that does the most gallons an hour. It's amazing. Cuts out all the bad stuff, leaves the good stuff in, the good minerals. Matt Redhawk and the Patriots over at My Patriot Supply that have developed these filters ordered a huge amount of them this year. He has a glut of them. He's offering a filter that's a good deal at $249. When it's discounted, usually $200, it's $127. He's selling them to us at cost, and we're making 20-something bucks on them. So they're going to sell out very, very quickly. This is the gift of life, the gift of health. It's amazing. Alexa Pure Pro at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
I just want everybody to count the cost here as we enter the last month of 2018. And I wanted to thank you for all of your support. And I wanted just to remind you that InfoWars isn't perfect, but we're fighting as hard as we can. And without you, we won't be here. And that's why we're having Cyber Monday turn into Cyber Week. And it's happening now at InfoWarsStore.com. The biggest sales ever as we attempt to sell all the great inventory so that we can hopefully be capitalized to fund ourselves at least a few months into next year. I don't have to tell you, we've been under total siege and harassment and attacks. It would take an hour to go over to some of it. So right now at InfoWarsStore.com, there is the revolution of products that are excellent and the revolution of funding InfoWars that is now in the absolute thick of the battle, fighting for the human spirit and human destiny for my children and your children and all of our shared futures together. InfoWars will talk about the forbidden taboo subjects. We will stand up for human life and human destiny, and we will fight until the end. With your help, humanity has a chance. And thank you all for your support. All over the world, a rain of censorship is coming in a perfect storm of dying corporate media, big mega corporations, authoritarian regimes like Communist China, the EU, the Democratic Party, and others working in concert to shut down loyal Americans and other loyal nationalists. And it's praised by the left all over the world. That's why it's so critical that this Christmas, all of you remember that without you supporting InfoWars financially, we will be shut down. And we make it easy to do. We've got Cyber Week going right now, extending our big mega sales for Black Friday while supplies last of water filtration, air filtration, incredible supplements, t-shirts, books, films. It's all there, and it makes the information war possible against the globalists. So I want to thank you this Christmas for your support, and I want to ask you for your continued support. It's a 360 win because these products are great, free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off across the board, and double Patriot points right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, because when you take action, nothing on earth can stop you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Of deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
All right, welcome back to the David Knight Show. We're rolling through the last half hour of today's show, followed by Alex Jones. And then after that, War Room from 3 to 6 p.m. with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone. And You know, like I was saying earlier, if you support what we're doing here, you see right there on the screen, there's Infowars.com/show. That's where you can find all of these streams because, as you know, probably if you've paid attention to the news at all, it's like every day that I get a notification on my phone from Google saying, new story about Alex Jones. It's like they like push it to you. They want you to read like how evil Alex Jones is. New story about Alex Jones. New story about InfoWars. Aren't these people bad? Good, you know, good Apple, good Google banned them today from their service. Isn't that good? So it's like every day you get like a notification about how we're banned off of some new service. We've been totally banned off of YouTube. Pretty much almost totally banned off of Facebook. Totally banned off Twitter. Apple has removed us. Spotify has removed, like everywhere is banning us. So we have that site there, Infowars.com/show, where you can find our live streams for all the different shows. It runs 24/7. You can find us there so you can see that. We also created our own media page where we host our own videos so that, YouTube or Facebook or wherever can't ban us and shut us down. Yeah, there's the old Alex Jones. Man, I remember when that went down. We were in Berkeley, or we were in the San Francisco airport when that went down because we had just uploaded some videos and we like refreshed the page and we just said, oh, this channel doesn't exist anymore. We're like, what is going on? So, but there is our media page where we have all of our own videos. Basically, we said, you know, we don't need YouTube anyways. We have the ability to host our own. So, and guys, what is the URL for that? Okay, if you go to the Infowars there and you click on the videos, it'll take you to the videos that we have posted there. You see all the shows and the special reports and the Infowars archive, all that stuff. So, but that's another point that's very important there is it does take resources. Hey, there's some familiar reports that I put up. It does take resources to do this. You know, it's not free to host videos. It takes a lot of storage, a lot of memory, and especially to put it on the internet. So it is expensive and our traffic is at like an all time high since they've been doing this stuff because it brings attention to it and people say, well, you know, if they're so bad, let me actually take a listen to what they have to say and I'm going to go and, you know, listen to what they have to say. What are their opinions? What are they trying to do? What are their goals? And they start hearing us. They go, wow, this is actually pretty normal. It's just very American, very pro-liberty, so then they like it. So we're doing very well view-wise, but we do need your support to keep growing, especially since we're having to innovate and create these new systems. We have great, I mean, really brilliant people working on this stuff all the time, put in a lot of work on it, and they come up with great systems. But we do need your support for those things, also for stuff that we don't see coming, and to expand the broadcasting that we're going to do, because we have three shows right now that take up 10 hours of the day. Alex wants to expand to 20 hours, hopefully 24. So in order to keep going at the pace we're going at now, you know, keep the train chugging along, but also to go faster, we need your support. And right there you see Cyber Week. Alex has extended from Cyber Monday into the whole week to get you these great deals. 50% off the entire store as well as free shipping. I mean, those are unbeatable prices for what you're getting. The quality of the products is outstanding. The highlighted deals right there are 50% off all food supplies. And the Alexa Pure Pro, the water filter right there, is $127. That's like, I think it's almost 50% off or 40% off. I'm not totally sure, but it's a phenomenal deal for a very, very, very high quality product. So be sure to check that out if you want to support us. We want to make sure that we can keep bringing you this hard-hitting content that we bring you every day. But we also want to make sure that we're giving you a high-quality product in return. So you get, it's Alex uses the term 360 win, and it really is. Everybody wins, and we all get to keep fighting against the globalist elite cabal that want to turn you and your children over to Satan. And I hate to sound – people think that that's like a fear-mongering thing when people say stuff like that. It's really true. And whether you believe in Satan or not, I mean, you don't have to believe in him for him to be real, but these people's ethos is basically Satanism. They're just like, oh, do whatever you want. As long as it sounds good to you, just don't hurt anybody else. That's not word for word, but that's like a paraphrasing of what Satanists believe. They believe, you know, because that's basically what Satan told Adam and Eve, like, oh, you should be able to do whatever you want as long as it's not hurting anybody else. You know, why should God get to make rules for you? So it may sound like hyperbole, but in reality, these people are very, very bad people, and they have some very, very nefarious goals, and they are into some really, really shady, creepy stuff. And they just reference it willy-nilly. I saw on Owen Benjamin, who's a friend of InfoWars, great guy, he does live streams and stuff, he broke down this whole, Celine Dion has this new clothing line for children, it's called New. I think there's all kinds of occult symbology and stuff behind it, symbolism that is. And, I mean, it is creepy, creepy stuff. It's, like, gender neutral. She walks into a hospital. There's, like, blue stuff, like, for boys and, like, baby boys and then baby girls and, like, pink cribs and stuff. And she, like, throws some powder up in the air and everything turns black. There's, like, demons creeping behind the cribs. It's really, guys, see if you can pull that up as B-roll because, I mean, it, yeah, there it is. It is creepy stuff. So she's walking in. We may thrust them forward in the future, but, of course, this will always be theirs to choose. Boys and girls. She unzips a bag, some creepy powder. She blows it, like, all over the babies and stuff. Everything switches into this nightmarish, like, black and white, creepy dream world. And there's babies wearing gender-neutral clothes. You can't tell if they're boys or girls anymore. Before it was clear, you could tell. But now you can't. And so, and she snuck into the hospital and did this, by the way. And, you know, in the ad, it's an ad. I'm not saying she really snuck into a hospital. But if you, like, slow it down, you can see in certain frames that there's, like, demons creeping behind cribs and stuff whenever she blows it around. And so you watch this and it's like, what are these people into? What kind of sick stuff are these people into? And you see demons there, right there. On the left, there's like a little creature, little black creature with white eyes. There's ones in the crib, behind the crib. It's weird stuff. And if you look at the Instagram page, so the whole commercial, by the way, is creepy. But if you look at the Instagram page, and I don't know if we can pull that up on the desktop. It might only be visible on phones, but you go to the Instagram page and there's stuff like kids wearing this clothing line and they like have just single eyes on the shirts, or in some of them, there's like the kids are wearing the clothes and their head is just a giant eye. There's one where kids like in a field wearing the clothes and has like a goat head, like looks like Baphomet. It's so satanic, and it's not even hiding it. It's not even like weird, you know, some like weird people are like, oh, I saw a triangle and the triangle and this and that. It means that there's Illuminati and Illuminati's satanic. No, like this kid is literally dressed up, not the kid you're seeing on the screen, but in these pictures, see there's a skull. Like, is that what little kids should be wearing? But in some of these pictures, the kids have just eyes for heads. It's like nightmarish, creepy stuff. In one of them, they have like literally a satanic like goat. Baphomet. I don't know if Baphomet is the right word, but Beelzebub head. It is bizarre, creepy, satanic stuff. And this is what she's just like the manifestation of. Like she's just out in the open, willfully doing this. She's just cool with like she's advertising it. But that's what all of these people believe in. That's just the physical manifestation of it. The physical manifestation of the do what you will, do whatever you want thing is this type of imagery. But that's what these leftist, liberal, globalist elites believe in. Okay, they believe in that stuff. This is just the physical manifestation of it. And it goes back to the, I can't remember how to pronounce that lady's name, Abramovich, the spirit cooking stuff. I mean, it is all there. They are flagrant about it. Brazen, it's disgusting, creepy stuff, and they literally want to clothe your kids in satanic imagery. That's, and it goes back to the transgender stuff for kids. It goes back to Kate Beckinsale having a facial treatment using like a child's foreskin. Sick stuff, folks.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, so I looked in the break. We were talking about the, like, blatant and overt Satanism in the culture, not just in Hollywood and the music industry, but in general, people believe, like, satanic principles, even if they don't know that it's Satanism. And that's what, it may sound like hyperbole, but we're not just saying, oh yeah, everybody is a Satan, everybody worships the devil. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is that the culture has been so influenced by Satanism through Hollywood and the music industry and these other places that people unwittingly know, believe in satanic principles. And so I found a picture. I looked on the Instagram while we were in the break because I wanted to see, I don't know if there's just, if it was just buried way down or if they scrubbed it because people started talking about it or if they like scrubbed these pictures, but I looked at this Instagram account for Celine Dion's newest clothing line, or, you know, it's been out for a little while, but her clothing line for children. It's a genderless clothing line. Everything is like black and white or black and gray. Everything's gender neutral. It's all creepy skulls, eyes, and stuff. But I want to show, guys, if we can go to a dot cam. And I don't know if Google is scrubbing these images or what, because it was hard to find this one. But in this picture, I have children lined up wearing like towels with eyes as heads. And so you see that there. So this was on their Instagram. It's children lined up wearing towels with like eyes as heads. And you look, so you see there, it says, this is the new, this is a screenshot of their Instagram page. But yeah, somebody goes gross and borderline inappropriate. Yeah, to say the least. So I don't know if this is just buried way down on their Instagram page or if it was deleted after people started talking about it or whatever. But this, I can't even find the one where the child has the goat head mask on where it's like literally looks like that's that image of Satan. But it's up there because Owen Benjamin went through on his live stream and showed it live. He showed the screenshots and everything. So it's out there. I just couldn't find it in the short few minutes that I had, but these people like legitimately are. So there it is. The child on the right there wearing that, thing. There's little photoshopped devil babies. It's just really sick. It's really sick. And there's a lot of other imagery about it and stuff. Everything has eyes on it. Some people say that the new part, the N and then the U, it's like upside down, inverted. It's like as above, so below. Very, very creepy stuff. Celine Dion has a weird background. I think she was like a teenager when she met her manager who was like 40 years old or something. And then when she turned like, when she was like 20, they got married. Very strange stuff. Like, you know that she was really, really messed up. Like, they messed her up bad. But switching gears a little bit back to what we were talking about a minute ago, Gavin Newsom, this is just kind of an aside. Gavin Newsom is ready to call the California National Guard back from the border. And this is just to show like what this guy's all about. And it's not surprising because he does believe in sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, asylum states, total amnesty. So this guy, he's a bad guy. He's not, I mean, California, really, do you guys really need to keep on, like, how masochistic are you guys where you just want to keep on destroying yourselves as bad? I made a video the other day where I was talking about how, because there's a study, I didn't even get to this today. There's a study that shows that liberals, when talking to minorities, they dumb down their talk, like they use like borderline baby talk to talk to non-white people because they think that they're stupid. Which shows that they're projecting. I've actually had videos before, like before I was even working at InfoWars, when I was talking, and since then, of course, when I was talking to somebody, and I was like, why do you think that people are racist? She's like, well, cause people are racist. Like white people are racist. I was like, so that like includes you? She's like, well, we all have issues. Like we all have racist things that we need to work on. There's implicit bias and all these other like Marxist terms that they use. And I was like, okay, well, so you have racism in your mind or your heart? And that's what you're, she's like, yeah, everybody does. So obviously we're all white. I was like, what have you done that you need to make up for? Like what's an example of the racism that you've displayed? And she goes, well, I'm not proud of it, but I've said the N-word. And I'm like, I don't say the N-word. You say the N-word. I don't say it. So you're the bad one. You are bad. You are the racist one. Not me. I don't call people the N-word. And she's just like, you know, they can't believe it. Of course they do others. They lose their mind. They start rambling about other stuff, but that shows that they're projecting. But this new study came out. It was done by Yale and Princeton researchers. And it's so funny. It says that like the liberal people who wanted this done are like, I'm so surprised to see this, but blah, blah, blah. Duh. Duh. So yeah. Anyways, liberals talk to minorities like they're less competent, like they're less intelligent, and they do it because they're guilty. They use less words associated with competence. That's what it comes down to. They use less words associated with competence and do more words associated with compassion. And I compared it with like a rich person, like using less flashy words around somebody who may be less fortunate. Like they're not going to talk about their Mercedes. They just mentioned, yeah, my car or, you know, whatever. They're not going to flaunt wealth, maybe because they feel bad about it if they're around like a less fortunate person. So these white liberals think that they are the cause of all the issues for black people. Like they think the white people are that way. So they dumb down their speech. Like, oh, I don't want to flaunt my privilege because it's my fault that I have privilege and they don't. It's not their fault. It's my fault that they are in these bad positions. It's not, you know, so they dumb it down. And I'm totally getting off topic now. I'm totally getting off topic, but the liberals dumb down their speech to talk to minorities, but we're the racist ones. Yeah. So totally. And that was an article in the Washington Times, by the way, I don't think that the Washington Post or the New York Times or Vox, I don't think they'll be talking about that, but it's true. Princeton and Yale researchers discovered that. Very true. And they also did a study where the participant was asked to hypothetically talk to two different people, one of them named Lakeisha and the other one named Emily. And when they talked to Emily, they talked to them normal. And when they talked to Lakeisha, they used smaller words, less competent words. And conservatives, it says that it was negligible. There was a negligible difference. Like there was no discernible difference. They talked to everybody about the same. So just interesting. And now I completely forgot how I was relating this Gavin Newsom thing to the border. But anyways, so he wants to recall the National Guard of California from the border. And he says, oh, there's other things that they could be doing. But he does not want the border secured. He's made that very clear with his support of sanctuary cities, his pro-amnesty stuff, his pro-asylum stuff. And this is the really messed up stuff about it because, number one, there's laws from Congress that say that if people come in and they say, oh, I'm an asylum seeker, you have to take them in. Because the president, this goes back to the whole like Muslim ban quote controversy, the president has the ability to disallow any class of immigrant that he wants to based on like nationality or war, anything like that. You know, oh, there's war or a disease. He can do that kind of stuff. But asylum seekers are different, so we have to do that. But then there's also the stuff from the UN, like Greg Rees said in his report there. The UN has things that we choose to adhere to. I don't know why. They don't have any jurisdiction over us. They only do because we say they do. So we adhere to that, but the UN says, yes, you have to do that, and you have to pay for their stuff, and you have to help them, and you have to do this stuff. It's all about breaking down our will to be set apart and different, because if we're not, I don't know, I'm not going to go down that path again because I could go down that path forever and for hours. But so I want to talk briefly about, you know, this is an article in the Daily Mail, and I want to talk about it for just a moment because it's so important, and it was very much in the news there for a little while. I want to keep it in the news. I think that we all need to keep it in the news. Anytime you see something, you should retweet it or repost it on Instagram, Facebook, whatever. Tell people, keep people talking about it because, you know, for all the talk, you know, you see this picture of the mom in like the way too tight Frozen shirt, and she's like pulling her kids away from the tear gas. They're like 50 feet away from it, but they're fine. Tear gas is only really bad. Believe me, I've been tear gassed multiple times. It's only really bad if you are in like an enclosed environment. And even then they gassed the hell out of us when they were doing that. Just because I was in the military, they want you to see what it's like. And it sucks. It's bad, but it's not going to kill you. It just makes you cough a lot, burns your lungs a little bit. It's not damaging at all. You're fine after like 30 minutes to an hour. So anyways, so that's beside the point. But it's like stage, they're like running away. It's like, oh, what about the Jews? When the Jews were running from the Holocaust, would we turn them away? It's like, well, we're turning away South African farmers who are being killed in awful, way worse than tear gas at the border. Okay. They're being like raped and shot in the head, boiled alive, really, really horrendous, heinous stuff. Stuff, I mean, like human rights violations like you've never heard of, okay, folks? We're turning them away because they're white. Who cares about white people that are being genocided? Forget about it. So white South African farmers lose legal fight to stop land reforms. Now the government's just legally taking land in South Africa. And this shows, while American sovereignty is like the number one priority for us to fight for, we really need to be fighting back against this world government globally. So thank you for tuning in today, folks, to The David Knight Show. My name is Jake Lloyd. Stay tuned for The Alex Jones Show coming up right after this.
I have an opportunity for viewers and listeners that is the best in my 23 years on air. Obviously, water filtration is a great thing. It's a good thing. And I've had water filtration sponsors since the day I got on air. And over the years, I learned a lot about water filtration. I learned what the best was. Now, the Alexa Pure Pro's their biggest, nicest stainless steel unit that does the most gallons an hour. It's amazing. Cuts out all the bad stuff, leaves the good stuff in, the good minerals. Matt Redhawk and the Patriots over at My Patriot Supply that have developed these filters ordered a huge amount of them this year. He has a glut of them. He's offering a filter that's a good deal at $249. When it's discounted, usually $200, it's $127. He's selling them to us at cost, and we're making $20-something bucks on them. So they're going to sell out very, very quickly. This is the gift of life, the gift of health. It's amazing. Alexa Pure Pro at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
I just want everybody to count the cost here as we enter the last month of 2018. And I wanted to thank you for all of your support. And I wanted just to remind you that InfoWars isn't perfect, but we're fighting as hard as we can. And without you, we won't be here. And that's why we're having Cyber Monday turn into Cyber Week. And it's happening now at InfoWarsStore.com. The biggest sales ever as we attempt to sell all the great inventory so that we can hopefully be capitalized to fund ourselves at least a few months into next year. I don't have to tell you, we've been under total siege and harassment and attacks. It would take an hour to go over just some of it. So right now at InfoWarsStore.com, there is the revolution of products that are excellent and the revolution of funding InfoWars that is now in the absolute thick of the battle fighting for the human spirit and human destiny for my children and your children and all of our shared futures together. InfoWars will talk about the forbidden taboo subjects. We will stand up for human life and human destiny, and we will fight until the end. With your help, humanity has a chance. Again, thank you all for your support.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.